Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss
here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
I don't know what's up there.
beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
good morning. It is a blessed morning. We want to just thank God for what he has in store for us today. We really believed that when we woke up this morning, it was him who touched us and allowed us to see another day. Today we take time out and celebrate for the ones who went out in battle and they died in the battle. But what we try to do, we remember them, and remember them men and women that went out and fought and died. So we want to thank God for them because it made it possible for a lot of us to be free. It's very controversial about this fighting in the war, but I just thank God for how he does it. Only he knows and what the end of the story is going to be. So we just thank, we pray for the family that lost someone in battle. We pray for them for their strength. Because this is the day, you know, it ain't just an off day. This is the day we're supposed to go by and remember, maybe go to some cemetery and remember our loved one. But I want to tell you this here, that God is in control. That he's so much in control that he looks down from heaven and he can cheer up a heart. It is a time of someone need to be lifted up. It is now. I had a lot of family members that went to war. And my grandfather fought in the World War II. I remember he telling me a story. And he sit there and he was telling me, and I could see how that war messed him up because he used to drive the truck and go pick up the people who had got knocked down and fallen in this, we call this war, you know, and he used to kind of navigate through there, and so he wouldn't hit the dead, you know, but there was so many people dying that he just had to just run over. I'm telling you, man, there are some people going through. All thing they got is a flag because they don't know where their loved ones are. They died over there. You hear our songwriter, Marvin Gaye, you know, war is not down. Some people had that believe that we should be able to fight in the Vietnam War. But I tell you one thing about it. I know a man who came down in 42 generations for such a time like this. He even snapped people to be able to go out and preach and teach his word we're going to get in the lesson. And I want you to know, he's still here. We are waiting for the Messiah to come again. Can I say it again? We are waiting for the Messiah to come again. Who is this Messiah? We're going to get in the lesson. We're going to bag him and grab some scriptures, and we're going to try to go through it as expeditious as we can. You know, we believe in the Holy Ghost. We believe that God is trying to encourage his children to let them know that death has no heaven is ready for death, because he took the sting away from that grave and that death a long time ago when he went to Calvary. But I want to tell you something. There are some people who got, even in his time, who got killed carrying that sword. The difference between them and the one that fought for the United States of America, they went and tried to fight for the world. I mean, China, Korea, Japan. Look at here, even Africa. Look at here, even places you probably don't even know he died for us, because he told us in the book. He told us in the book. Except it reads north, south, and east and west. That's when you know he come. No man don't know the hour. Even the son don't know when the Messiah, God going to let him know to come on back. But I'm telling you right now, it won't be because we ain't trying to teach him to preach it. It won't be because we ain't trying to labor in his word. So I thank to the ones who came out. You know, the ones come out, I ask for your prayers. You know, I ask for your prayer, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Anytime you're trying to do something for God, somebody be on the battlefield for a while, there's going to be some ups and a lot of downs. So in them days, when the last time you gave God thanks for your trials, when the last time you gave God thanks for your adversity, it sounds crazy, but let me tell you something. He said it, that he won't put no bore that we can bear. He'll give us room to escape this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm reminded of the scripture. We're going to bag up in Mark. It was a soldier in the army of God. He got killed. Y'all remember the story? We're going to bag up to 6 and 14. He got killed while on this journey, carrying this bloodstained banner, because all he did is talk about the man who going to come and save us all from all our trials, our tribulations on this side. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's going to have to be him. Because a lot of us, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. That if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And I said, this is Mark 6 and 14. So we want to thank and honor the ones who fell in this tragedy that we call war in the United States of America. We want to lift that, the whole family up, even the ones that took a bravery act, woman and man, went out there and took their life and put it on their hand for you and I could have freedom. So we want to thank the ones who made it over, made it back to as well. But some of them have problems. You know, one day I wish somebody could tell me something that had been over. I have never been in the military, so all I can hear what people tell me, how it messed them up. It came on this side, they didn't get, you come back, you don't get the help that you needed. Some fight so hard because of for their rights, and these people lay down their lives for you and I. But I want to tell you something. A man laid down his life one day, and several of them, and he told them they had to deny themselves. But the first one I want to record on this one here, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I want to record two of them, as John and Jesus, if you don't mind. Mark 6 and 14, verses 14 through 29. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. Lord, we come praying for all the family members, Lord, that's still here or maybe having gone in this Memorial Day, Lord, the ones that fallen in even in battle, Lord. Lord, that they didn't go in vain, that we keep lifting them up. Let them know we thank them for what they're doing. Even the ones over there now, we're thanking them, making a way for you and I can be having a time right now in freedom. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for what they sacrificed, Lord. So bless that family, Lord. that maybe they don't understand. Sometimes they go, this is the terror. It's a hard day for a lot of people, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to give them strength, Lord, knowing that, Father God, that you don't make no mistake. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you for all the things you have done to bestow on your people today. If we just put our trust in Jesus, or we put our trust in Jesus, our loved ones, we will soon see them again. Oh, I know right about it. I love the word of God. And I love how you presented, Lord. So touch your people for encouraging today. We thank you, Lord. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we're looking at this death of John the Baptist. We read this a few weeks ago. I want to back up and get it again, if you don't mind. And look what it says. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist risen from the dead, and therefore the mighty works do show forth themselves in him. All hail me, Holy Spirit. They've been preaching, talking about Jesus. Now Jesus came on the scene. Now it's a reality now. The Messiah is here now. And here are hearing this. See, at them time, the kings were so jealous. They're not getting lifted up. And no one praising them. They hear somebody going around talking about this Jesus. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. They talking about he must be risen from the dead. They talking about John the Baptist. And I love this part because the work he did. Look what he said. Others said that this means Elijah. And others said that it is a prophet or is one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He recalled what he did to John. Remember I told you that he was on this battlefield, that he was a casualty, that he died on the race of trying to tell somebody that Jesus coming. The man who I wasn't worthy enough to loose his shoes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus told him he had to do this because scripture had to be fulfilled. So he baptized him, and the scripture said over there in John 1 over there, it tells us about how the heaven opened up. Help me, Holy Spirit. When it opened up and the people seen, and everybody around seen that John spoke to them like with the dove that came from heaven and descended down and said, this is my son, well, I'm well pleased. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Getting ready for the journey because he's going to have to go out there and he's going to have to fight a fight that a lot of us don't want to fight. Some of us, like, we didn't put it down. Some of us on this journey that put the word of God down and start serving other things. But let me tell you something. This ain't given to the strong or the swift or to the battle, but ones who can endure. You got to endure this thing. And that time, if you look at it, they really killed you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They took stones and stoned you there. But we're going to find out why he said he beheaded John. Y'all remember the story. For Herod himself had sent for and, look at that, laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herod's sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. John told him about himself, marrying his brother's wife. This is adultery. Look what he said. John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He thought it was all right because he could take his brother's wife and think it was going to be hard in the eyes of God. But John said, this is unlawful for you to take on your brother's wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he took him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what he did, he thought he was right. Sometimes you could be so right, you'd be wrong. Look how he did. He thought he was right because he thought he was the king. He could do what he wanted to. But John counseled him. He didn't like it. He was mad, so he put him in prison. Yeah, therefore, Herod had quarreled against him and would have killed him. But she, look what it said, could not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Herod feared John. That's where I'm at. He feared him now, knowing that he was a just man and a holy and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. He looked and heard all the things Charles did, and he had a heart for him. And don't you know God can speak to a spirit? He can change anybody. Even though this man did what he did and what he going to do, we find out that God, he heard about John speaking about the Lord, speaking about our Father who sent his son down to 42 generations because the Messiah came the first time humble. He came with humility. Oh, Lord, it's Jesus. He would tell him that there's hope right now. So you right now you don't see the hope because you're a king now. You don't feel like you don't need no help. But he heard about him. He said, because this man is holy. Help me, Holy Spirit. He observed him, and when he had heard him, he did many things and heard, look at that, him gladly. And when the, look at that, convenience day was come, that Hera on the this birthday made a supper to his Lord in the captain's in the chief estate of Galilee. And when his daughter, look at her now, of him and said, Hera came in and danced, pleased Hera and them that were set with him. And the king said unto the damsel, she was very young. She was very young, that's what that means. Asking of whosoever, he looked and said, thou will, I will give it to thee. Here you go now. This is where the trick's going to come in. He looked at her. He loved her. He was dancing with her. He was telling her this is her birthday. He want to grant her something. He want to grant her something because he had a power. He could do that. But I think how the Holy Spirit helped him. Look how it went. He gave thanks unto her on the behalf of the kingdom. Watch this here. And who, let me back up. And who swore unto her, whatsoever thou ask of me, I will give it thee, and unto the half of my kingdom. Because you can have anything. Wherever you ask, you can get it. That's what he told me. Wherever you ask something, I'm going to give it to you. And she did. What's what she did? And she came and went straightway with the haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in the charges of the head of what? John the Baptist. Because of what she did. She went and asked. She begged up and asked her mother and they told him, give me the behead if we could go back 24. Look what he said. And said, went forth and said unto her, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know how she thought she was gonna win with this, because she think if she get them beheaded, there's no more conviction there. She can live with the husband of her brother. I mean, look at this here. She could be his wife, and look at this here. If we get rid of John, then I won't be feeling this conviction. But what she did something all of us know. Like I said, the soldiers did. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The soldiers, look what they did. The soldiers went out. Help me, Holy Spirit. The soldiers went out and they fought for us. They fight daily for us. And some died over there. But John was a different, it was a different death for John. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. John would be beheaded, but it was a different death for him because look what sacrifice he take. You know, it's going to be some of us get hurt in this battle. It's going to be some of us get tore up in this battle. It's going to be some of us go to this thing day after day. They talked about, say you're black and white. You don't believe, you don't have no gray area in your teaching and preaching. Oh, you're too relaxed in it. People can come and they can sit among the Holy Ghost and don't be convicted. But I'm going to tell you, yeah, help me, Holy Spirit, if you're in the midst. If you're in the midst of the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is touching your heart right now, let him speak to you when you're in a time of need. Sometimes your need for God needs you to do is back up and look at him and watch the salvation of God. But John, look what he did. Now I'm back and say this again in verse 25. And she came straightway in haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in the charge of the head of the what? John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry. Oh, yeah, because he really loved John. Yet, for his oath sake, look what he said, and for their sake which was set with him, would not reject her. Because he made this in front of a lot of people. When he said something back then, your word was bond. There wasn't no reneging on what your nay was nay, your yay was yay. And he had to go on. And even though his heart, he knew they trapped him. He knew that he loved John. He told him, he said, this man was holy. He feared John. Over in verse 20, can I read it again? He said, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy man. And observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things and heard him glad. Him glad. He saw this and heard it and made him glad. See, I'm telling you something, boy. When God do something for somebody and he's working through somebody, he can break up the stony hearts. Help me, Holy Spirit. He can make someone do his will by just someone being bold and standing on the principles of God. Now, look at this. She asked him. And he didn't reject her. And with the Bible 26, he would not reject her. And immediately, the king sent an executioner, help me out, commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in prison. Help me, Holy Spirit, the martyr. The man died because he told them the truth, that they were living in adultery. And she wanted to get him back. And it took so much that he convicted them. But I want to tell you something about this here. His reward is better. Don't you know if you die in Christ, that you'll live again? Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You've been on a sacrifice of trying to do good. And it always see evil in the present. I mean, you try your best up and down and side. It's like every time you do something, you get someone. I thought you don't do this. I thought you don't do this. Let me tell you something. Be hearing that because you might be hearing God working through that person. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know how you feel about it, but let me tell you how what my heart believes. That if you hear somebody say that, don't take that ladder and say, well, I'm a working process. I'm just a man. I can't do this. I ain't no preacher. Man, let me give you something here. Salvation is for all of us. One scripture said we should search out our own salvation. So when we search out our own salvation, you're going to look what you're doing because God's, his eyes is in all. You could be doing so good, your bank account looking good, never had any problems, things going right. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're having that much fun and that much going on in your life, I beg the difference how close you are walking with the devil. Help me, not walk with God, because if you can walk this walk, help me, Holy Spirit, if you can walk this walk and still take on the adversary and then say, Lord, see, God is a God of, it's going to be what he said, God forbid that you stay no longer in sin. He said, man should be dead to that and live no longer in it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. And they brought his head in and charged and gave it to the bouncer. And the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, heard of it, they came and took up the corpse and laid it in a tomb. They gave him a proper burial. Help me, Holy Spirit. They gave him a proper burial. Yeah, they didn't want him to just sit up there. Yeah, you got the head. Let me give you something. We see this here today. And we try to teach this and preach this the way, because we believe once you die in this body, help me, Holy Spirit, once you then died in this body, that spiritual man is at rest. If you don't believe me, help me, Holy Spirit. If you truly don't believe me, can you go to Thessalonians with me right quick? Because the book says it. I didn't put it in the book. It's in the book. This is what the book says. Now, this is what I believe. I believe the word of God. Thessalonians, right? 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, if you can't keep up with me, it's verse 4 and 13, and we're going to read it like this here. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus, Paul, speaking that they are asleep. They hear what I'm saying now. He said that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. When you look at your loved one laying there and you see them laying at rest, somebody know what I'm talking about. You see, they're smiling. Some of them have a calm spirit about them. It ain't just because the mortician fixed them up. It's because God and put them out that body. And that body, we believe, going back to the dirt they come from. We really believe that. Because the Bible said that where we come from, the dirt, the body has to go back to that. Look what he said. If we believe that Jesus died and rose, even so them which are, well, I should sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. I like that part. I emphasize that. He said, which sleep in Jesus will God be bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive, help me, Holy Spirit, remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with a trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall be raised first. It was said, then, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together. This is the book, y'all. With them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we, oh, heavy Holy Spirit, ever be with the Lord. Now watch this on. I read a lot then, but watch what he told us. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Help, Holy Spirit. Don't you need some comfort? You ever been in here? You say, I just need somebody to comfort me. Let me know. Read from the word. I know you got it in you. I know you can break it down, but it's in the book that they are asleep right now. Jesus haven't got that. He hasn't got that called yet. Let me say this again. Soon, the Messiah will come again. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he come now, hey, he going to call the ones out of the grave. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. I mean, they're sleeping. And he's going to pull them out. And if you are still living here, if you still remain here, you'll meet him in the air. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I don't know where I'm going to be at, but as long as I've been that number. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be called. That he called me home, help me, Holy Spirit. That he moved, that I feel his presence. I love the Lord because I know this. Watch this. This ministry is not for everybody. You got people come and go. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear him no. You hear him, you don't hear him no more. But I'm telling you, you got to persevere like John did. John persevered. He got put in prison. He got told he was a holy man. He got told that he's John. Here I see him and was glad and seed him. But the trick was that he gave his daughter that down. That means John gave her a gift. She said, he said, you can have anything, even have in my kingdom. He said, but she went to ask her mother, and the mother told her, ask him for John's head. Help me, Holy Spirit. Ask him for his head. And he had to do it. He didn't want to do it, but he had to do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. But what I'm going to tell you right now, God had already planned. Your death, my death, is already predestined. I don't know how or what day we're going to go on, but once we go, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us are already living, and some of us still dead. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I say that. Some of us are already living, and some of us are already dead. I'm reminded. We read this other day. I'm going to try to hear when I say this. If we read it another day, this is what I think about how Jesus, what he does. And I love the Hebrew writer. There's not a man they know who wrote this, but it's been said Paul. They say some man Apollo. But let me read this word to you. It's inspired by God's Holy Spirit. It is Hebrew. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hebrews. Chapter 9 and beginning at verse 11. You can get it in your margin. Put it in your margin. Look what it says. And here, he said, but look what he said. But Christ being come, I'm in verse 11, y'all. 9 and 11. But Christ being come in a high priest of good things, and to come by a greater, more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is to say, not of this building. Help me, Holy Spirit. The creation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, man, ain't going to be able to do this for him. He coming, and he came. Look what he said. Neither by blood of a goat or a calf, but by his own blood, he entered in, watch this here, once into the holy place, having obtained, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, look at eternal, he said, obtain eternal redemption. I got to do this here because I want to tell you something. Jesus has done it once. Help me, Holy Spirit. He took on. Yeah, it was a time. They took goats. They took calves. And God used that so the man can use it as atonement for his sin. But Jesus said, I come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I come in this holy place. Because there was a time they went to him, my brothers and sisters. They had to tie a rope by the high priest back then. Because there was a time that when the high priest went in there, that, help me, Holy Spirit, if he would get in front of the holiness of holiness, he would die. Help me, Holy Spirit. So they didn't know why it took some of them so long. They found out that they died in the presence of the Lord. So when they come up with tying a rope around them, help me, Holy Spirit, and they put a bell on the end of the ephod. And so if he falls, they can hear that bing, you know, they can hear him because he got into the presence of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus, they pulled him out. But Jesus said, I'm this one. I'm done. Look what he said. Now I'm going to make sure I did it right. Neither by blood of the goat or the calf, but by his own blood, he entered in once. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And to the holy place, he obtained eternal redemption for us. For it's the blood of a bull and a goat. In the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sacrifice to purify of the flesh. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, all they can do that there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. All they can do that there. But look, how much more? That's what he said. The blood of Jesus. Oh, but can I do it like this? The blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, that's where we go. Here we go, y'all. Offer himself without a spot to God, purging our conscience from death work. Dead work. That's what he said now. And serving the living God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, that's why I said once you've been tasted the heaven and gift, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you've got in now and you entertaining to that Holy Spirit, you don't remain the same, my brothers and sisters. Your thoughts are different. Your ways are different now because you didn't allow him to come in and help you along the way. Now watch this here. They did it all. He said, the blood of the gold, like I said, in the bullock, and that heifer, they took it, spread across the altar of God. They done all that. He said, but I come with a special blessing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Through mine, you have eternal spiritual. So that's a physical thing, but you have a spiritual. Help me, Holy Spirit, the unclean. Oh, have you ever been there? You know it ain't no physical thing. You know it got to be a spiritual thing because there's something on the inside. Hey, it's something on the inside that he's trying to work. Now, I'm still talking about the one who sacrificed. I'm still talking about the one who sacrificed his whole body for you and I. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what this is. Look what he did. And for this cause, he is the mediator, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of the New Testament. That by, watch this, meaning of the death. Here we go. For the redemption of transgression. That were under the first testament, they were all called might. We say receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. He changed it, brothers and sisters. Jesus is, when you are teaching, when you are preaching Jesus, you're telling Jesus is the key to salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus is the only one who can stand before God because he came to him with a spot of blemish. They can find something to keep on doing with these bulls and goats and the heifer. They can keep sprinkling it on all and keep sinning. But when Jesus done it, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He come. The one word we use often in the church, it's called propitiation. Look it up. Propitiation means that he covers. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He covered us from birth and to death. He covered us. He went through it all so you and I, me and you, we can have access to that heart. Oh, I feel my help coming on. I feel the Holy Spirit. Because I really believe, help me, Holy Spirit, that he's in the midst of us. Do you feel like he's in the midst of you? Have you ever called on the Lord? When the last time you asked the Lord to come in your house and touch yourself? Now watch this here. I'm almost through. Because he is that New Testament. Look what it says. For where is a New Testament is, there must also necessity by being deaf to the tester. Look what it says. For a testament is of a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is not, look what it says, of no strength at all while the tester lives. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why Jesus marked this word? He don't need no need, brother. He said, because he's standing between us. I'm going to keep reading. He stands between us. Let me keep reading. we're up on neither the first heaven was dedicated without blood. Help knows me. For when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calf and the goat with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled it both on the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto us." Watch this in there. "Moreover, he sprinkled with blood with both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry." Look what it says. "Inasmuch as all these things by the law purge with the blood, and without the shedding of a blood is no remission." Help me, those men. "It is therefore necessary that the pattern of the things of the heaven should be purified with them." Oh, watch this here. "But the heavenly things themselves were better sacrificed them and more. For Christ is not entered into the holy place and made by hand." Help me, Holy Spirit. "Which are the figure of the truth. But it will say, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Help me, Holy Spirit. He's there, brothers and sisters. He's standing before the Lord every time that you go before the Lord. That Jesus standing right there. Don't you know the adversary? He's right there. He accused the brethren day and night. He's taking the brothers and taking the brother just like this. He was in heaven, and God pushed him out of heaven. And when he came down, look what he did. "I heard a loud voice saying, heaven, now comes salvation and strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." And watch this here. "And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their life." Watch this here. "Unto them." I'm telling you, that's Revelation 12, verses 10-11. I'm telling you right now that Jesus is right there fighting against that old adversary, trying to tell them what we're doing in the flesh. He's right there fighting it for that, allowing God to see us through his Son. Help me, Holy Spirit. Allow Jesus to see us through his Son. Do you want God to see you through his Son, or you want to do it through your dead works? The way you pull the left and alone, because he is the mediator. He's the tester. He took that New Testament, and he took that Old Testament, made it out of New Testament, because he said, "I came to fulfill the law, not the prophets." He didn't come to change it. He came to fulfill it. And now he said, there's no jot or tittle of heaven that is to pass by. And when this comes, but when he comes, man, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we'll have access again. So I believe he already came, but he's coming back again. Oh, the Messiah must come. He's going to come back again for his church. Will you be ready? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Will you be ready? So he's coming. Then we have some people that went to war that died. You know, prayerful that they knew the Lord before they died. Prayerful they looked on things through God. But I'm going to tell you this ministry that God has for us. We see John got beheaded. We see Stephen got stoned to death. We heard about Paul. He didn't want them to hang him. He told him to hang him upside down, kill them. John, the writer, on the Isle of Patmos, was one of the last disciples, and he died. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lazarus, he died, and Jesus woke him back up, and then he died again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they died. Jesus went to the hell. Help me, Holy Spirit. Went to hell and preached in the hell. And the Bible said that he saw the dead walking around because he preached salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then he did that. You know what he did? Jesus. He died. All different about Jesus and all the ones that died. That you can go to the tomb and see the headstone there. Jesus, he risen for you and I. That he can be our door to God. He's the mediator. He is the door. He has shut the door on a lot of people. If you get a chance, read Luke. Luke tells about that door He tells us about Luke 13:22-30. He told about Jesus shut that door. And when Jesus shut that door, he told them that they were working of iniquity. He said, depart, verse 27. But you shall say, I tell you, I know you not with hints. You are depart from me, all you work of iniquity. They did it. They did some things in his name. But Jesus told them to get away from him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You see a lot of evangelists, a lot of preachers doing a marvelous job for the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. If they don't get their salvation right first, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. They don't get their salvation right first. They don't get to know the man and stop working under the iniquity. Yes, sir. The Bible said he told them to depart from him. I know I'm in the book. I don't want to be preaching and teaching like this and going straight to hell. I want God to remember my work, but not work of the flesh, but of the spirit. I want you to know this right here, that we all got that charge. We all are ambassadors of Christ. When you were somebody and you see somebody in error, you should be able to tell that person that they are in error with the love of God, not in a judgment way, but let them know there's a heaven in the game and the hell of God will give you a word around him to touch that heart, his people. He wants to do it today. So thank you for the word today. Thank you for the Holy Spirit today. Thank you for how you carried us all through this lesson, Lord. Thank you for the Spirit of God, because I really believe, oh, yes, this ministry that we call. Yeah. There's a lot of people that started this race out, my brothers and sisters, not here with me right now. Oh, yes, I'm being truthful. Started out with me, not here right now. You know, somebody, and I'm going to tell you, I pray for all, because God, wherever they're doing, that God can bless them. They might be doing a good work somewhere else, but I pray for them to stay on the battlefield for the Lord, because we're going to have to take account for everything we do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to have to look at it, and often they will use scripture. I like one scripture I got to go to, and you don't have to do nothing with this. Ecclesiastes 9, I just quoted it. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong, neither the bread or to the wise, nor to the rich man of understanding, nor yet favor to the man of skillful, but the time and change happen to them all. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to be a time. They ain't going to give up. But John didn't give up. Jesus didn't give up. Jesus put in his disciples not to give up. He even charged Peter one time. And he told Peter, for the rooster crows twice, you're going to deny me. And he did. Brought him to his hearing when he heard that rooster crow. Brought him to his hearing that he had made the error. But Jesus has so much compassion. Still told him to come. When he told Mary to go tell the disciples to come, even my servant Peter. Tell him to come. I still got some work for him. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Come. So we thank you for the lesson today. Our prayer that you got something out of today. Our prayer that God's will be done. And I'm getting a little better with my voice. It's still hanging up a little bit, but God let me get through the thing, you know. I thank God for the strength that he gave me. I really thank him for that, because I'm telling you, boy, I don't know why my voice won't come back. Sometimes they just go all the way away. But they say you talk too much. You talking too much. Let me tell you this. I just ask God prayer over me. I solicit you to pray for the God's plan. I solicit you to pray for the ones to come out to listen. They want to go farther in this word. I said, listen, use the love of God. Not even on later on this evening, even the afternoon appetite that he gives allows the brothers and sisters to come on and do. I pray that God's light be shining, not man. Because he said it right here. Even though he said, let your light shine before man, but when you read that scripture, he said, before your Father, which is in heaven, will be glorified. So it transitions. Yeah, they see you, but they see the work going through you of God. So lift up God. today. Pray for the ones that maybe still going through. Maybe years went by. They missing their loved ones. Maybe you might have some right now disturbed right now. Post. They came from over there. And they living in this life. And they wanted the streets down. Some of them already, you feel like they, you see them out there like they already died. Because they so messed up all that. That stuff can't be good. Going out and seeing all that killing. Going out and see all that death over there like that. It cannot be good. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to say this here. I'm going to probably be talking about when I say this here. I really believe that God is getting ready for his church. I really believe that some of the things we do in leadership, God, you got to answer to. So if God gave you somebody to be over, to minister to or talk to, if you're not doing it through the word of God, you're going to have to have you got to answer to him later on. Now, I ask if anybody need prayer. Anybody want to wave their hand? Anybody want to just say thank you to Jesus? Or thank you, or maybe talk about somebody they know that went on in the battle. You can hit the one button. Amen. 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 As you can tell, you know I'm the only one on, right? So I pray for you got something. I pray that God, well, I ain't going to say I'm the only one on. I put it like this, the Holy Spirit is here. I believe God is moving. I believe I'm thankful for the ones are coming out like they're doing faithful. I pray that God bless you in this day. I pray that he elevates you to help somebody today. I pray that his wisdom covers you. I pray that any decision you make, let God help you in that decision. So I come standing there. I'm going to bow down here with a lift up heart. Lord, knowing that, Father God, that you already spoke this morning. I just ask you, Father God, to bless everyone that's on right now. Bless the one that you can stay on long enough to share the message, Lord. We just ask you to bless, Lord. I don't know what the brethren is today, Lord, but whatever they got going on, Lord, bless them all, Lord. Let it be fruitful, Lord. Let it be fruitful what they do, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit touch them all, Lord. Bless them in the day. Maybe a tough time for some. But, Lord, we just thank you for your anthem that you gave Marvin Gaye, Lord. What's going on, Lord? Lord, we just come in a humble way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your peace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your understanding, Lord. And we ask all this beautiful blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Willie.
Good morning, Reverend. Good morning there. I'm out here with you all the way, brother. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm on this highway, right? And I was I pulled over to the rest area because I was tired. I was sleeping. I couldn't stay woke. But guess what? Guess what, though, Ray?
Yes. Yes, sir.
At 9 o'clock, I woke up.
God bless you, man.
9 o'clock, I woke up. Got on the ship.
God bless you, man.
So I know. But Reverend Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. You've been scaring me, though. But the Lord been so good
come
to
on,
me. You said it might be the devil blessing me. You got me. I'm scared every time I hear you say that. Make me nervous.
Let me give you this here. Now, when I said the statement you made, you know the statement you made? The statement you said, I must be doing right. I ain't had no flat. Ain't nothing happened to me.
Yeah.
And I told you, be careful with that. I told you, be careful with that because...
Yeah.
That if you got you, I'm using your words. Your words. You say if the adversary ain't bump you once or twice, probably in the day, then you might be walking close. You said that now. Did you say that?
But every time you say it, it makes me nervous though. Yeah, they said if you ain't bumping to the devil once or twice a day, you must be walking with him.
Okay, now.
I said that. Yeah.
But well, I'm gonna give you this in a spiritual realm. You can help me with this. Please help me with it. I'm going to get you a spiritual realm. If you don't have no conviction in it, you understand me? When you're doing something and you don't have no conviction in it, that's when you're probably walking too close to them. You know what I'm talking about? You're walking way too close. When you doing something and you have conviction, God is working it out in you, brother. He's working it out in you. And you ain't working up on a coincidence. You're working it because God's getting you so close to him. He's getting you close to him. And you go, and you gonna have to, you gonna on the body. Oh, no, Willie Watson, the only body can stand for you, but it won't be you, because I'm gonna tell you right now, it won't be because I ain't never told you the truth, man. The truth, and you that kind of person. Truth, you'll tell somebody the brutal truth. Can you handle the truth?
Well, I'm finna say I know it because I can hear it in your voice. Reverend Brown a little disappointed this morning because his brothers ain't here with him. He disappointed now.
Yeah.
Where they at?
Yeah, they didn't.
Where they at?
I don't know, brother. You know, I hate to do this on a public forum. But watch this, man. I mean,
you said I was brutal. I was brutal.
But Watson, I look at it like this, here, man. Yeah. Hey, it's a holiday for a lot of people. Prayerful.
Excuse me, Reverend Brown. So, if God or Jesus took off for a holiday, where would we be at today if he took off for the holiday?
My. Ooh, Lord.
I'm real with it. If God took an hour off from your life, where would you be at? If he took 20 minutes off. If he took 5 minutes off from your life, that means 5 minutes that you didn't have time to breathe. If he took 5 minutes,
come on, man.
You gone. What if he took off? So I don't want to use that excuse, Reverend Brad. I don't want to hear no excuses. Reverend.
Well, you know what I said.
This journey takes a lot of sacrifice and effort. I told you specifically when y'all was even talking about it, I be trying to tell people. You see it now. These shows are a job. These shows it's a job. You don't just jump on these shows and start talking and preaching it and everything is all right.
Sir.
It's a job. It's a job.
Yes,
it's a commitment.
Yes,
it's an obligation. And then what if
yes,
the
sir.
Lord took off for a day?
Ooh,
what if the Lord took a holiday?
Ooh, Jesus.
Come on, give me the preacher that. Don't give me the preacher that because I start preaching.
Man.
They don't want to hear my preaching. Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
But you know what, though?
Sir.
You know, even you see how John was beheaded. You see how he was beheaded? And prior to him being beheaded, the king loved him, man. He loved him. He heard him. He said that man was holy because he told him some tough love. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He told him some tough love. And you brutal like that. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm good with that, you know, because for me, it built character. It built me the
Reverend
Brian. Hey, man.
Reverend Brian.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Brian.
Yes, sir.
I usually don't even get out. I usually don't get out of bed before 11 o'clock until this
yes,
God's
sir.
Plan show start coming on. I start waking up and get here God's plan every day. Why? I do not know.
Sir.
I ain't trying to stroke you or make you feel good. I'm just telling you what hit me. I don't know why. I don't think I missed. I might have missed a day, maybe 2 days since y'all been here at God's plan. I might have missed.
You've been faithful, man. Now, you've been faithful. I got to give it to you. You've been faithful. I called you one day, right? He said, man, I don't wake up this early. He told me, man, I don't wake up this early, man. He told me that a long time ago. I said, I ain't gonna call you anymore, right?
I ain't got no wood close to me. Because you know how the old folks say when you said something, but it's not gonna wood. I still ain't had that flat yet. I went from South Carolina to North Carolina to Georgia to Mississippi, and I'm about 5 minutes from home. I'm knocking on wood.
Watch this here. I know you prayed.
Yeah, I sure did.
I know you prayed.
I sure did.
You know what?
I prayed while I was going along. I prayed.
Yeah. You don't get that kind of energy because you drink green monster drinks and all energy junk. You got that because of Jesus, man. He guiding you on
mm-hmm,
that, man.
Mm-hmm.
What he doing?
Come on,
you know
come
that.
On, come on.
You know
come
that.
On.
It was nothing. It was nothing you did keeping your eyes open. You know you ran over some speed bumps. Man, I had a real. Let me give you this. I had a real close friend died, right? I'm my close. This was back in about 90, right? Back in the day when they first came out with those streetcars, you had to drive around like 25 miles. You remember long about the 90s, early 90s? He had a link on that thing, man. Who's that? And my friend, who's in Memphis? Who's in Memphis? So and they had to drive around. And so he wasn't like you. He told the brother to ride with him. He said, man, if you're tired, I will drive. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
He said, we're trying to get back to Texas. If you're tired, I'm going to drive, man. He said, no, I got it.
Uh-huh.
Know what happened, though? He hit a pillow.
Yeah.
And they died. Beautiful guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful guy, man. That guy will get you everything off his back, man. Beautiful guy, man.
Uh-huh.
And I know what you're saying, man. You ain't making... I'm not saying he didn't pray, because only him and God know what happened, right? But I do know the fact that that guy went to sleep. He didn't die, but my best friend did. So I'm telling you,
like,
be careful on them highways, man. You be careful.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Just like you was preaching about the memorial. That old saying said for the veterans and everything. They said some gave some and some gave all.
Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. I want you to help me with this, man, because it's very controversial. Are you ready?
You sure you want me to help you?
I said it's very controversial.
Want me to help you, Red? Because you know I ain't finna go around no corner with this now, Red.
Well, I'm asking you something from the Lord. I believe God gives it to you. I kind of struggled through that sermon a little bit about that memorial day, right?
Uh-huh.
You probably didn't hear me. Because
I heard you.
What do you think of what Jesus would have felt about the fighting over there? And killing.
I can't answer what he felt because, like you said, everything is predestined, and that's one reason why I didn't get into the book as much, because I said to myself, if I'm predestined, I don't care what I do, I'm predestined to go where I'm supposed to go. So that was one reason why I think I didn't start living by the book, because I'm saying to myself, don't care what I do or how I do it, I'm gonna be going whenever I'm supposed to go anyway. So that might be a misconception of my heart.
But where you want to go though?
Right. Even though you're predestined, God gives you a choice to follow him or the adversary.
Hey, well, I see y'all done woke up now. Y'all done woke up. Wake up some more.
I ain't been on law. I mess around, forgot it, and got busy.
I know. I done talked about you already.
I don't know what you were talking about, man.
Hey, Nettie. Reverend Brad didn't say it, but he knows how to work around it to get old Willie Dog on here. He'll say it.
I'm like
God. I'm a jealous God. I'm a jealous man. Don't be on here. I didn't stop messing with him, because I prayed the Lord to not make me mad, because, see, I'm a vindictive and jealous. I'm vindictive and jealous.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, don't let me get mad if they show up. If they don't, they don't. But see that. What made me mad, Nutty? I got to get it out, because y'all shouldn't have started me. You know, once you get it started, I ain't seen now. If they had said, Reverend Brad over there at Motel 6 looking for his wife because she done left him and stuff.
Oh,
everybody on there would have been on there. They'd have been on there.
Yeah. Well, dog, I talked to you after the show. And I talked to Reverend Brian on the show. But you're right. When there's a mess going on, that's what it is. There's a mess going on. Hey, dog, back to what we were saying, he asked you that question. We predestined, but we don't know our predestined. Only God knows that.
But listen to what I'm saying. I had nobody to tell me no different. I can only go by what I thought. And when I read predestination, I can do what I want to. I can do this here. I can go out there and kill, steal, rob, whatever. I'm predestined to go when I'm gone. Go. I ain't scared. You can shoot me 100 times. I ain't gonna die. Till it's my time. I'm predestined. And I believe that. And that's one reason why.
You didn't have the wisdom or the knowledge back then. You didn't have
understanding. Well, hey, Nutty, I'm like Reverend Brown didn't figure me out. He know me last between all y'all. Nutty, y'all been know me way more than he know me. And he done already figured me out. Now, figure me out, maybe is that good or bad, I don't know. But he done figured out the religious side of it or the godly side of me. And he can see a lot of things in me that, you know, people need to see in themselves. I appreciate that because, you know, I can say something and talk about it. Like I said, I don't come on this show, the God's Plan show, because I am a controversial guy, and I might say some stuff that might rub people the wrong way. But I don't care. If I rub you the wrong way, straighten me out. If I'm wrong about what I'm saying, or you think I'm talking, how you know how you set up in the church, and the preacher be talking about some stuff you done did wrong, and you be saying yourself, the preacher talking about me. How the preacher know I did that? He talking directly to me. How you know I did that?
Yeah, been there, done that.
He know I was out there Saturday night. He know I was out there Saturday night getting drunk and spend all my tithe money, and I make like I put my money in. I put my hand in the collection plate, and I didn't put that in. I just put my hand in and made like I put some in. He talking to me. He saw me do that. Come on with it, Rev. Am I lying? Stop me when I lie, Rev.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now that only God convict man. I just read it, man. About he's the mediator, right? He's the mediator between us and God. So order to get to him, to get to God, you have to go to Jesus. See, Jesus had to work it out in you. You know what I'm talking about? He had to fix some things. You're not going to be perfect in his body.
Reverend Brian. Can we be a little too harsh maybe? Because, okay, now I'm used to hearing Nelly on here. I'm used to hearing Brother D on here. I'm used to hearing Reverend Henry. Could it be maybe y'all need to call them because maybe something wrong with them? Maybe they sick. Maybe they couldn't get on. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you like this here. This is me now. I'm saying like this here. See, God gave me a charge. You know what I'm talking about? He called me a long time ago, over 17 years ago. You know what I'm talking about? He gave me a call.
Uh-huh.
So I look at it. I look like it's my calling to step in anytime. You know what I'm talking about? It's my calling to step in and preach and teach his word. Because I really believe there's like John. John, look at John. Now watch this here. John showed some favor in the king. And the king still behaved him. You know what I'm talking about? So we don't get talked about. We don't get ostracized. That just how folks are, man. But I'll tell you what,
Reverend Brian. Remember, I said about a month ago, I had something I wanted to bring on the show, but I didn't want to bring it on the show. And the reason I didn't want to bring it on the show because I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out because the way I wanted to do it was, and I couldn't tell you how to run your show or y'all's show. It's the seven or six sins. Which one is it?
Yeah. It's seven. Come on.
And I wanted you to take one a day. I wanted you to take one a day and talk about it. Because my thing, what I mean by that is, when I saw glutton was one of them. How can glutton be a sin when you can eat yourself to death? And I wanted to take, it was a couple of them I didn't understand. And they said, I think jealousy or pride or whatever was the number one sin. It was the number one sin. But I wanted you to go over them six or seven sins and take them one at a day and talk about them. Because I think if you do that, more people can understand it because it's more down to earth teaching. See, when you just preaching, just like you just preaching just a while ago, a lot of people didn't get it. Now, if they decide to tune in here and hear me and you talking, they're going to stay over here and listen because they're going to say, yeah, that old dog, I know he's going to start some stuff or he's going to say the wrong thing.
They wait on you say the wrong thing, dog. They be waiting on you say the wrong thing.
They're gonna wait. I just got a text. They on the show now. Talking about drama though, but they can't come on here for 5 minutes and give thanks to who they're supposed to give a thanks to for them to be able to argue them. But anyway, Rev, I stopped getting mad on my show.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. It's Proverbs 6 and 16, right? Proverbs, what you talking about? And it's six of them, Brother Willie.
Don't talk to anybody now, Rip, because I don't do it now, Rip. If you're gonna do it,
do it one of me.
Because, you know, because I was reading up on it, and I kept reading it. It got so interesting. Like you said, reading the Bible, man, if you like to read, that's a novel in its own, man. I started reading the Bible, and it tell you some good stuff. Good stories, man. It's just like a good movie.
Yeah.
It's just like a good movie.
Yes, sir.
It's just like a good movie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you on some?
Yes.
We can do that. And I'm like you. I think we, if you could, I'm going to tell you this. Nothing is my witness. This is our ministry. It's not a we. Nothing is our ministry. And you got this as much privilege as anybody else, man. That's how we look at it. Is it right, nothing?
That's the way when we made it up, talked about it. Everybody got a voice.
Here.
It ain't just
no
certain person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the good thing about it. Like I said, and y'all in the right environment, prospect, because y'all don't do nothing. You know, I heard Reverend Brian kind of got on me because I did a commercial after the prayer show. Now I didn't say nothing to him about it, but it didn't bother me. I was gonna call him on the backline about it because I was really a little warm with him now. But Lord still my heart and said, "Don't say nothing about it."
But
Reverend Brian,
if you
Reverend
got
Brian,
a friend,
listen to me
if
real.
You got a friend. If you got a friend,
well, Reverend Brian, this is what I'm trying to.
I'm not talking about an associate. I'm talking about a friend. And especially if you got somebody that loves God. If he don't tell you what's right or wrong, you don't need him on your corner, man.
But you didn't tell me. Reverend Brian, you didn't tell me. You told somebody else and they told me.
Well, they lied.
You didn't tell me.
I spoke on the show.
You didn't tell me.
Well, okay. All right.
You should have called me. Willie Dog, it's my show. I the one did it. But I tried to put my disclaimer out there every time because I have had several people already were talking about how we do prayer and then the next minute we come to the mac of food in the head. I told you. See, now, if we did that on this show here, I would have something to say about it. But on my show, I told you, we got a semi-captive audience. They know it. They just want to be on there. So when they on there, they going to hear it. But like I said, my blog talk show, I just did that for the ones that, because it does do some benefit. Every time they have a show on Tuesday or do the appetizer on Monday, I get at least one or two people to call me and say, thank you for that. As long as they're doing that, I'll have that show as long as I'm able to do it.
That's the business.
I get satisfaction out of just at least we reach one person. If we didn't reach but one person,
that's one more. That's Bible.
But Reverend Brian, I was trying to, with my show, I was trying to branch out and do a little for a lot. The guys were two young guys that just started the company. I was just trying to get them a platform to broaden their horizon. I got mad about it because I was on TV looking where they have ministry, and then they go having showing stuff about alternative lifestyles and men kissing each other. I'm saying, okay. And they do that in the middle of the prayer show.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
they
don't make it right, though. They don't make it right.
Talk to me, Rick. I didn't say it was right and wrong under the circumstances.
The Bible is a conviction thing. You know what I'm talking about? You don't feel conviction until you know you have the Holy Spirit within you. See, right now, you convicted on some things, right? It ain't just what I said. It's just because you know what's right and wrong. You do know what's right.
Well, now I don't see nothing wrong with it though. Rhea, what I'm trying to say is until somebody said something to me about that, I feel like it was right. Now since somebody did bring it up, I'm thinking, I mean, is that right or wrong? I still don't see nothing wrong with it because it was something to help mankind. It was something to help mankind.
It's very, very controversial, but I think some of that stuff should be confidential. You know what I'm talking about? That's a whole other ball game. You know what I'm talking about? I think some of that stuff should be controversial. It's controversial because you got all different people listening. then you got more people in that come on or in the world, right? When I say in the world, they ready to receive somebody. They like to land. They might have some problems with that, and I believe it can help. You know what I'm talking about? I said it's controversial. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and 'cause your show reached a lot of people, man. That blog show reached a lot of people.
Yeah.
You reach a lot of people, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So
oh,
watch
yeah.
this here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, watch this here. Watch this here. Watch this here. Now, when I say this now, the Bible says there was a time they was eating, right? It was somebody eating and drinking, right? And he offended that person because he was eating. You know what I'm talking about? And he said, it's not a sin to drink. But if you cause your brother to stumble while he look at you, you're supposed not to do it in front of him. Just some people eat herbs. Mm-hmm. Some people back there ate vegetables. And they saw somebody eat meat and said, you can't be a Jew. You know what I'm talking about? Because we eat herbs. And, you know what I'm talking about? And Paul was telling them that when you do these things, you does it because if you offended your brother, don't do it in front of him. If I see you, man, it bothers me sometimes when I see people drinking and going on like that. It bothers me because I used to drink. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? I overcome it. I think I'm pretty stable in it. You know what I'm talking about? But it bothers me because I think it could be a hindrance there. You know what I'm talking about? It used to be a time that we respect God's people, man. You know what I'm talking about? It used to be a time that you really respect God's people, not just the man of God, but all around the church. You know what I mean? Don't do that to Brother Willie,
right.
man. He ain't like that, man. They'll take up for you. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? But now, man, forget that preacher. He ain't no bootleg. And she look at her. She coming out the motel, and you know, but they just everybody in the same bag. You see?
Well, Reverend Brian,
it's just everybody
in
the same
Reverend bag. Brian, Reverend Brian, you a man of the world. What I mean is, you done been through the ghettos and the White House and all that.
Oh, yeah.
If you understand that and notice that stuff, why is Reverend Bryant, why is Reverend Eric Bryant so critical on stuff when we do wrong? You can't say, okay, I understand it. Why you be so critical on us? You jump on us with it bad.
My thing. Now watch this. My call is to tell the truth. My call is to do it in season and out of season. My deliverance, and maybe not like you, like right now. You a controversial person. If you say something in your own way, everybody on this morning part said, "What did he just say?" You know, you brutal on some things. You know what I'm talking about? But when I speak the word, it's not me they listening to. They should be listening to God because God is trying to compel them to hear his word. Now, my deliverance, that's a church for everybody. You got a D church. You got a Brother Tim church. You got a Sister Mary church. You got a Brother Reverend Henry church. That's a church for everybody. If you're not getting that there and it feels like it's convicting you like that and it hurts you, who are you really charging that? You're trying to take your misfortune and make it say, well, he don't keep it right. That's why I use scripture. That's why I try to convey the scripture to what God gave me. And I always put a disclaimer out there. I say, I'm not far the knowledge of the person in the world. I just give what God gives to me. You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes when we give it, and if it's on in the spirit, hey, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mhm. I might be bringing up going through a bad area.
Well, let me tell you before you break off. Hey, now you like I said, you can holler somebody. Watch this here, talking about get you in the square. You know what I'm talking about? You cool with that? But when a man of God or somebody teaching you the word, you don't want them to come to you like that because they searching your soul. You want them to just be a little gentle with me. You know, some people you can be gentle to, and some people you got to tell the gut truth to them. Man, you keep doing that, you're going to hell. Some people you got to say, brother, have you considered your ways, man? Have you took time out, man, to see was that the right thing to say? My brother, I'm telling
am
you,
I breaking up?
How I heard it. You good right now.
Can you hear me? Am I breaking up?
Yeah.
Okay, we can hear
you. Like I said, people like Nutty.
See, I study people. I see Nutty, when he got on the God's plan, he was straight up, he was going, And then all of a sudden, I see Nutty kind of backsliding, going back over there on them backsliding with that nasty talk. And Bubba Randy doing the same thing, worse than Nutty. And I be seeing that stuff. And I be, that's what be giving me my inspiration. No, me, you, Reverend Brian. You just plant the seed. I look at the people like Nutty and Brother D and Randy and all of them. That's the way I look at it. And I be saying, okay, these guys, they're supposed to know the book and they're supposed to show me. I'm following them. They be over there backsliding on me. I mean, I know everybody ain't going to be perfect, but they be backsliding on me. But I'm glad to hear Nutty come on here today because I'm glad to hear him. All I'm saying, the way I keep scope.
I be on here every day, dog. Like I said this morning, I didn't call in late, but I got a call, kept calling me. So when I answered it, they told me some stuff. I mean, I just got on the show. I said, I ain't heard that. And that, you know, but anyway, dog, I'm on here just about every day. I might not say a word. And I, like I told you the other week, I got why I was slipping. I need y'all to pray for me.
Hey, Reverend Brian, you know he done heard me say that. I can't hold water. You know I'm going to tell you sooner or later.
Yeah. Hey, but you're helping him, though. He needs to be called out.
I know. And I mean, see, Nutty was helping me. He helping me and didn't know it. See, when I hear Nutty, because Nutty says, you know, I done gotten married, I done started studying. That helps me because I be saying, I mean, you know, I'm a weird type dude what affects me. A lot of stuff affects me in a different way on a lot of people. And that do affect me. I look at that way more than y'all think I look at it. Y'all be surprised some of the stuff I be looking at that I be doing. So, I mean,
I told you, you're good for the ministry. You're good for the ministry. But do you also, you see, right now, you're in discipleship. You understand what I'm talking about? You're in discipleship. You've been taught the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? So now you're reading it. And now you're in discipleship. If God allows you to speak to somebody, and I'm telling you, it might be in your own way. You know what I'm talking about? But in a way to help somebody. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what I'm talking about, how y'all go too far. You know how y'all do. Y'all go way too far.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, most definitely.
Way too far.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I know I got a trigger finger. I know I go left for you say for yourself saying left. I've been on with left. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And I do what I done started doing as soon as I go left. I know I might need to stop doing it, but I go right in there and drop down on my knees and ask God to forgive me for doing that. But I still do it though.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this here, man. That's not a good boast. If you understand what I'm talking about, that's not a good way to.
I know it ain't good, but I can't lie about it. I ain't gonna lie about it. I know, and I be knowing when I'm doing wrong, and I know what I be doing wrong too. I know I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now watch this here.
I see you do it.
Now this is what I'm talking about. This is what you're saying, but you're using your own words. He said, "My brethren, be not many masters." That means teachers. Right? He said, know that we should receive the greater condemnation. You hear what I'm saying? That's why I look at the word maybe different for a lot of people. But anybody that's teaching and preaching God's word has to know that, like, you look at Brother Nutty. He hear you now. Only thing can convict
Brother Nutty is my study tool. Brother Nutty is my study tool, whether he know it or not. See, because you used to couldn't argue with Nutty. Now you can. Nutty got more patience now. You can talk to him better now. He can better express himself better now. You used to couldn't do that to Nutty. You couldn't do that with Nutty. Nutty would. You couldn't do that, but now you can. So Nutty is one of my guiding points. It's one of the points I look at.
I might be dead wrong now. What I'm saying that the people you mentioned, right? You understand me?
Uh-huh.
And you see them. I remember you said something about baptism, and you used nothing one time, and you said, "Well, what they doing? They baptized." Then you find out nothing haven't been baptized. You know what I'm talking about? You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, it's a teaching thing. It's a teaching thing to teach people the way of God. Now, for you to receive it and apply it to your life, it's a different thing. You hear me? You follow?
Yes. No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you? And what you finna say?
Okay.
You about to say something?
No, I would. No. I was just somebody spoke to me. And I just spoke back to her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was trying to go on mute. I didn't go on mute fast enough for you to hear me. That's why you heard me. I didn't go on mute fast enough.
I'm gonna tell you, brother. Now, there's a lot of people. God's looking at that. You know what I'm talking about? He's looking at it. He is looking at why there's a stumbling block there. And I know you've been told them about it, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Have you told
mm-hmm.
them? You've told them about it. And they're not listening to it. And let me tell you something. It's in the book. They just told you they're gonna be condemning themselves because they are held accountable. People don't want to hear that they should be able to be living upright before people. I'm not saying you ain't gonna make no mistakes, but people will see you repenting. Some people are asking, see you were forgiven and be forgiven. So then you see that, you know what I'm talking about? Because they let you
yes,
know
sir.
That God is working through you, you know what I'm talking about? But I love this here
yes,
for I love this part. I can go home with this one here. I love this part here. If you keep doing what you're doing, you keep tapping at that door, as soon as he's going to grab you, and you're going to have to do his will. Oh, yes. You're going to have to do his will. He's looking at us right now. You know what? Your mind, you right now, I know you're tired, right?
Yeah.
Physically tired.
Yeah. But
and you got
man, I was so physically tired, I couldn't drive. But I got energy now. I'm driving like I just woke up. I got energy. I done took an energy drink or something. It must have been the Lord. I hope it went to devil now, Reverend Brian.
Don't give him no credit.
Say,
I'm gonna say this because you got something to do later on, right? You got something to do later on. There's folks looking for you to book a show so you can get up there.
They're looking for the book of show and get some drama on that. They want to hear some drama now.
Yeah. They want to hear some drama. And I want to tell you, can I say this? I'm going to call you
come on
back with... and tell you this real though. I won't do you like that.
You probably won't get me. You probably won't get me today because I'm going to go in here and turn my phones off and everything.
Okay. Okay, before you go, I got a video one time, and I think Jay Barnes was interviewing you, and I ain't gonna say all the particulars right there. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not gonna put it like this. You were talking to Mike Hill, and he asked you a question, and you said, "What'd you say?" Can you remember? You
I don't know. You got to
say, I thought, and you said that it was for that platform. I want you to read between the lines. You pretty smart.
I know driving, and I'm tired, so it's hard for me to read between the lines.
Okay, then can I go all the way out of it? You want me to go all the way?
I want you to go all the way. I ain't got nothing to hide. Go all the way.
You know you was up there. You using your little choice words. And Brother Mike said, I thought you don't hold it. He said, that was for that show.
Oh, you talking about Mike Hill? What I said there? Would I be doing it?
Yeah. Now, I just don't want to put the... You know,
Let me tell you something.
Let me say something. Because I want to tell you something. That's why y'all think I'm hard. You know what I'm talking about? You know that hit me in my gut when you did that? You said that? Because I love you, brother. Watch this. I love you, brother. Do you know how many people you affect when you say that? Huh?
Well, I hate to say it, though.
I'm saying it.
I wear so many hats. I wear so many hats
yeah,
and have to wear them.
I know it. I love you, brother. That was a gut shot. that was a gut shot. And because I just really believe that you know better than that.
I told you, I know that's a whole lot of stuff. I know I don't want to be doing what I be doing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you did it with so much conviction. You know what I'm talking about? And you make it look like it's a plaything. That's how I received it.
No,
straight me up if I'm wrong.
It ain't no plaything, you know, but it's not a plaything, but you know, it's the audience that I be addressing now, or the environment I'm in might make you think. I know. Yeah.
What about I said this here? I'm in that audience, right? Watch this one. I'm in that audience and say, woof, do, woof, do, woof. Man, I thought you were a preacher, man. That's just because I do it on God's plan, man.
That's not a good scenario.
But the reason why I said it, I told you, to be honest, I could change right now.
Get me a Bible and do a sermon. I could do a sermon off the top of my head. Get me a Bible and read a couple of lines and do a sermon. I can do that kind of stuff. I'm good at doing that stuff.
You know what? And you know what? And the devil can too.
Yeah, I might be the devil.
Yeah.
I might be the devil.
I said, and the devil can do it too. I got to read this.
You must have, I got
to read this. Let me read this, man, because you just messed up, man. Can I go look right quick, man? You messed up, man.
Come on with it. I got a minute. I got a minute.
Ain't no way I'm going to let you leave like that. Well, look what it says now. I'm in Luke over here. Over here, Luke chapter 13, right? For someone wanted to maybe follow me with it. This is what the Lord says. I'm going to begin in verse 25. He said, when once the master of the house is risen up, he said, and has shut the door. Help me, Holy Spirit. And to begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And look what he said. He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Watch this now. Then said you begin to say, we have eaten and drinking in thy presence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And thou hast talked in our streets. That's what he said to him now. Him, he said, but
yes,
he should say, I tell you, I'm going to do it again, but he, that's Jesus, I tell you, I know you not once you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. I know, that's hard.
All right, let me do a Willie Dog 1-1. Be careful with who you speak religion with. Even the devil knows the Bible and can quote verses. He can come in many forms.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you out there. That's why I was telling you when you talking about you can pick up some scripture and get into it. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you might do all that. You heard that. And then but he said because your iniquity keep you from him.
I want to know. You use that word every day. You use that word in some form. What is iniquity? What is that? What's the definition?
Iniquity is a form of sin, of wickedness. You see what I'm talking about? Wicked works, devices, like them six sins you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's a form of wickedness, of iniquity. So that's the same thing. You hear me?
Okay. I hear you.
It's the same thing.
You're going to mess around and make me come in that door after a while.
Tell you, come on in there. It's pleasant over here. Come on in there, man. You get on in there, man. Now watch this here. A lot of folks get twisted when you try to help somebody. and they try to pull you over to a certain scripture, Reverend. He ain't on here. I'm just talking to myself. They try to pull you to a certain scripture. You know what they pull you to? We talked the other day. You know what they tell you? They take you to Matthew. And they do this here because they try to justify the sin. He said, judge not that you may not be judged. But with the judge, you are judged. You shall be judged and with the measure of the merit. And shall be measured to you again. Watch this here. And why behold thy mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that's in thy own eye? Or how will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eyes, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye? He said, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eyes. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then shall thou see clearly and cast out my mole. Let me tell you the mote. The reason why I went to that scripture, brother, really, I could say I used to cuss. Watch this now. I could say I did on occasion. I could say I committed those. I could say I did dust. I could say all them things. Right? I meant that. But God had washed me, man. He had washed me and made me whole again. That's why I could stand and preach God's word with the conviction as I teach you. I'm teaching myself. It brings back to my attention. So slow down, remember, right? Slow down a little bit. Tell them this here. Did you know that the beam is already, he said, all the help you, Brother Willie, I got the beam out of my eyes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you not to cuss, and I'm cussing, brother. I'm not telling you not to fornicate, and I'm not fornicating. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you this because I'm not doing it. Now watch this. It's to help you, man. It's not to make me look good. It's to help you see God in a different way. So watch what I say this here. If anybody is witnessing to you and say, well, man, you ain't nobody, man, you're going to do, man, that's a fairy tale there, brother, because you got to stand up that time. You got to stand before the Lord. Say, well, Lord, you ain't know I ain't nobody, man. You know what he's going to tell you? You get away from me. But see, the preaching has to be taught in season and out of season. People want to hear gospel, but they don't want to hear when you start talking at them. Sometimes you could be doing a talk, right? And you could be doing something, and you hear somebody say something like somebody told your business. You know what I'm talking about? That's the Holy Ghost. Mm. He's trying to help you right there and help you. I will be less a man of God not to tell you when you're right or wrong. Now. You know what I'm talking about? I realize, man, I told you, I said, you got a mouthpiece, and people listen to. Why not use it more of you lifting up the kingdom? I told you that. When you hit me with that, oh, this pad, I was looking, you know, I'm trying to watch y'all little racing and stuff, and I saw that, it seemed like you detached yourself from God at that time. That's how I looked at it. You might not, but that's how I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you right now, the judging part, people run to the scripture. The judging part is somebody's a hypocrite. You know what a hypocrite means, right?
Yeah.
My brother. Yeah, okay then. That's somebody telling you. Okay then, you already know then. So
I know
what I'm going to tell you. That's why I'm not saying that I'm perfect by far, but I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to stay close to that cross. Oh, I'm trying to stay close to that cross. Oh, yes. I'm staying close to that cross, man. And I'm telling you, and it's working right now. I hope we got somebody there, man. I hope you
Hey, dog. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I was over here alone, and I heard Eric say something. When he said, you hear something, you think somebody done told you business. That's that feeling you get when you're in that church and the preaching, and you like, he must saw me last night.
Right.
He's staring at you when he preaching. He looking dead at you. He might not even be looking at you.
Yeah.
That's that feeling.
Yeah.
That's that feeling.
Let me show you how the Lord worked and everything. And I don't know, Reverend Bryant Reverend Bryant's voice was leaving him. Look how his voice sounded out. Seemed like he got a new voice.
Amen. You're so right. So you listen to something.
Yeah.
I see you over there. You're so right. I choked a while ago in the message.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? But you're right. He gave him a strength. He gave me, that's the Holy Ghost. See, you got to know when you said it, man. That's what I'm saying. Man, you made me so mad at you sometimes, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because you hear the voice. You hear the voice. You heard that. You heard. You know, I was struggling in the message a little bit today, but I got it out. You know what I'm talking about? And you heard the most strength into the talking because God is speaking to you, brother. He's speaking.
No, Reverend Brian over there struggling. Let me go ahead and give him some. Let me give him some energy here.
Yeah, you help. Yeah. You help. I'm glad of you. I appreciate you.
Hey, God, he's supposed to. He's supposed to help your brother.
Right on.
He need pick
yes,
him
sir.
Up.
Yes, sir.
He need help.
That's right.
Supposed to help.
Yes, you right.
Hey, and as right, I man. Heard before, as they preach, they teach. As they preach, they learn.
Yeah.
They learn from one another.
Yeah.
We learn from one another.
Yeah.
Even though he may know more than we know about the Bible, but we can teach him some. And you know, that's how it works, dog. It took me a while to learn it.
See, a lot of people don't realize. And see, Reverend Brian, he's pretty good at it. You got to preach in layman's terms, cause the average preach in layman's terms. That's if you understand what I mean. You can't preach just that whatever, cause I don't understand what you're saying. You got to break that. You got to break the prayer down, or the word down
that's
in layman's terms, where I can understand.
Right.
You got to do it for people like me to understand it. That's why I'm so good at what I do. I sit there and listen, and if they broke all the way down in layman's terms, I hear them hard, rough questions that people might not want to ask because it wasn't broke down in layman's terms.
It's intimidating. It's intimidating to some people because they don't. They don't know. Like you asked about the word a while ago, you want to know what that word means. Somebody else might want to know, just ain't never asked a question.
I didn't want
to
know. He doesn't say it every day. I done heard him say something. He doesn't use that word. And I be saying, what is that word?
I'm going to tell you this here, man. You make me so mad at you. Can I say it again?
Hey, Mr. Willie, that's the rule,
you want me? You see something in me? You want me to go and do it? And I ain't doing it. That's why you focused on me. So you highlighted on me.
And what you need to
be highlighted on is somebody that can do the same thing I'm doing in a different environment, but he ain't doing it. And I ain't gonna call Randy name.
Oh Lord Jesus! Say, man, that ain't funny, man. That's my brother.
The reason I say it like that is because just like you telling me, I can reach a lot of people with my rudeness and what I'm saying because they listen to me and they know me. Well, Randy in the same boat. A lot of people listen to Randy. If Randy was preaching the word much as he should be, trust me. It'll reach. I'm gonna stop talking about Randy.
People out here on these shows like Randy, Nutty, and all them boys, I hold them to a high standard, just like you trying to hold me to a high standard to do some stuff. Cause I be watching them.
I want you to hear me something. Cause I don't want all this old jumping the fence thing you doing to me right now. What's what I'm gonna say to you, man? You are accountable. You are accountable for your own actions, right? Let me say that again. You are held accountable for your own actions. And I do know they are being watched. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't do this often, but I think we should always pray. If I'm wrong, just pray for me. I think we should always pray. You know what I'm talking about? Because something went wrong. You know what I'm talking about? If something went wrong, let's pray about it. You know what I'm talking about? You know? And I don't know what to do. I talked to the brother, all right. That's what he told me, so all I got to do is what he tell me. You know what I'm talking about? But my thing is, what I'm saying is, you know, I know the brother love God. You know what I'm saying? He ain't the only one don't come on. He ain't the only one don't come on.
All right, Willie, though. I got you, Willie, though. I hear you, Willie, though.
He ain't the only one don't come on.
I got you. Don't start that journey with me. As soon as the air conditioning break, you want to get out the car because the air conditioning ain't working.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, man, because I believe truth. You know what I'm saying? So I believe when one of us, we feel like one of us did something and ain't doing stuff, we should pray. That's what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The body should pray.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this because, again, you got a voice. I told you that, man. That people listen to. Do you know how many people, if you just really just sell out, man, just really sell out, yeah, just really follow the Lord all the way, and what would happen, how many people you reach, man, how many people you might affect? Because yeah, you know the first thing, you know the first thing they'll say out there, man, well, if he blessed with it, dog, I know he can bless me. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You feel me?
Definitely.
So, definitely. You don't have to do this at all. You do not have to do this. But I want you to pray about it. One day, I just want about 15 minutes on your show. You hear
that's
me?
All? Yes, sir.
15 minutes. 15 minutes. It ain't got to be no time soon. I want you to pray about it because I think a lot of people misunderstand it over here. You know what I'm talking about? And I want them to understand. I love people, man. And I love race. I be having fun. Listen, y'all, sometimes I just bag up, you know what I'm talking about, because you get kind of raw and uncut, you know.
Well, oh, yeah.
I can stand. Yeah, much as I can stand, I tried, you know what I'm saying? But you told me something. I don't know if you remember this. You asked me something. Did you remember what you asked me when I first came on with it, the God's gospel hour? What you asked me?
Brother Brad, I can't
remember.
You said
somebody
asked
you a question. They asked him this. Why did he come over here and know they was going to do something different out of that? You remember you asked that to me?
Yes, sir.
And I told you. I told you because there's a seed there. We have to go out to the highways and the byways. We have to be in that kind of environment, but not be above that environment that they can't tell the difference. You know what I'm saying? If I can explain it like that, he don't mind us. He mind us to go over there and try to help. But what gives him when we transform and what the people doing, they can't tell the difference. We're fighting, we're cussing. And then we're going to pick up the 10 of John 15. Man, the God, I'm telling you, he said you can profit the whole world and gain your load. Profit a man and gain the whole world
and lose
his soul. You know what I'm talking about? You can make everybody happy. What about you, though? We're going to have to answer that. That's what I said about you. I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to beat this heart up, too. I'm going to beat it, too. Then, boy, you hit me in the stomach this weekend. Ooh, you hit me in the stomach. It seems like you disnounced God to me.
This weekend?
That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah.
I didn't do no interview this weekend.
The day you...
Hey, dog. Yes, you did, and I'll tell you about it later. You did.
Tell me now. I did an interview that said something that...
No.
I tried to do it,
Nutty. He wouldn't let me do it. I tried to get on the back line with it. You know what I'm talking about? I just used, you know. It seemed like he disnounced God to me. That's what it sounded like to me. If anybody up there didn't say nothing, they laughed around a little bit. That means you partake of the same thing we just said. What did I do, brother? I called you, didn't I? Hey, I said, I'm disappointed.
Bro. Yeah.
I said, I'm disappointed. You couldn't talk to me. Hold
on.
I took it to
hold
the Lord.
Hold on.
Everybody hold on. What's Sister Mary? Talk to me, Sister
Mary.
I'll be Martha. Hey, Martha. Nobody wants to talk to me.
I'm back now. I had to go. I'm back now. What I did this week now. Hold up. I'm back. What I did this week now.
When you and ProStop was talking, ProStop asked you, I thought you had stopped doing it. That's what Eric was talking about. That, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I said I was gonna stop cussing on the show. That's what I said.
He said
Jay Bond. He said Jay Bond.
He was angry. He called me a beauty when he heard it.
He said Jay Bond. That was supposed to go. He said Jay Bond. I ain't did no interview with Jay Bond.
Okay. You're right.
That just showed me how people watching me. How you know I say I was gonna stop cussing on it? How you know that?
Yeah, you talking about Postal Joe?
Hey man. That was Mike said that. I thought you wasn't gonna stop cussing. You told
Yeah, I know what Mike is my ass though. Cue my I'm sorry. You finna see none of me now. Cause I get tired of them wishy-washy people there. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay, now, brother, I was confused. Thank you, Nutty, for bringing that out. Because I'm wondering, what the heck is he talking about now? Now I'm confused. Because I ain't even talked about an interview with Jay Bond when he said this. But, yeah, I did. But, see, but look, brother, instead of you being, you should have told me that, you should have said, like, yeah, I got to start somewhere. Talk to me.
Okay, brother, with it.
But I'm saying to me, I'm justifying why I was doing it. I mean, I always got a justification. I ain't saying it was right, but I always got me a justification.
I'm going to tell you right now. You got a boss, man. I told you that, man. You got a boss. People listen to you.
Yeah.
I said, you walk around with a mic like it's a pool of fish. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you say this and that and all that other kind of stuff. Can you imagine if you use the other way? You know, it ain't that kind of atmosphere. You'd be surprised who want to hear you. You'd be surprised who you might, God like, use you to train somebody's life, man. You'd be surprised.
Well, see, you telling me that, but if I don't feel it, it's hard for me to do it if I don't feel it. Because if
I
do it because you're telling me to do it.
Crazy, man.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But if I did it because... Then to me, it don't be real. When I be saying something, I be for real with man. Whether it's good or bad, with man.
So you correct. You be doing, I don't want you to do it for me. I want to do it for your own salvation. I really believe, now I don't have a heaven and hell for none of them. I go to Romans over there, beginning in verse 1, 10 on that, let you know. But I'm going to tell you something from my heart, man. That I believe there's going to be some people. And, that, and if we keep reading that same Luke, it tells you that. Let me read it. Hey, I got to read it. You have to be more careful. Can I keep reading that? Could you stop? Can I keep reading
that? I'm here. I ain't de-escalated yet. What you call it?
What's this here?
You come on.
Yeah, calm down a little bit. What's this?
Yeah.
But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, all you worker of iniquity. Well, now watch this here. There shall be weeping, gnashing of teeth. Watch this here. And when they shall see Abraham, watch this now, Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. Watch this. In the kingdom of God. And look what it says. And you yourself thrust out. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thrust out.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall come from the east. And from the west, from the north, from the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. Watch how he does this here. And behold, there are the last which will be first. And this is why I help. That's why I can't give up. And there are the first which should be last. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't give up, because he said it right at the end. And behold, there are the last which should be first. And the first, which should be last. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's why I don't give up. That's why I don't trip, because I do know there's a process. But I got to tell the truth, though. You know, I have to tell it, you know. I have to tell you. I'll be a lesser a friend of yours. I hope we're friends, you know, and tell you. You offended me with that, because I know you better than that. Your intellect is better than that. Intellect.
Mm-hmm.
I hear your intellect. You said some words I said, you know how to pronounce.
Uh-oh.
I heard you talking about that. I said, oh, he showed he went to the third grade. I hear you, boy. You can say more than one syllable.
Well, I'm a worldly man. I'm a worldly man now. I've been around the world two or three times now. I'm a worldly man. I just play the part of a dummy. See.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this here. I hope you hit me with love with this one here, man. I'm never gonna give up on you, but you did hit me in my chest this weekend. You know, I tell you, just, Lord Jesus, you know, watch this here, brother D. I send you to them courses, man. You know, I'm buying all these books for you, man.
But I'm trying to say,
is you reading?
I mean, they be trying to get me, man. Them folks make me so mad, man. Them folks, man.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes I just can't. Them folks be, We really want me to dog on to really got dog on with people. They just get on my nerves.
Hey, dog. I've been told the closer you get to the Lord, the harder the devil work at you.
Oh, you got a point in that, man. I like it.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean, man?
I like that, man.
Yes, sir.
That makes a lot of sense,
huh? I love that.
Now, Reverend Bryant, you had told me that. I would have told you I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear that from you. Oh, Nutty, I hear from Old Nutty.
Why you got the fence? Why you got the fence, man?
Well,
you got the fence on me, man?
Yeah.
Put it down.
That was strong. What I'm trying to say, you know, some people don't want to hear from some people. That's why I like sometimes to have a variety of people, or people see it from a different way. Oh, man, I don't want to hear from everything. He know everything. I don't want to hear that from him, man. He think he know everything. I don't want him to know what he got to say.
Hey, that's why I want them six abominations for what God don't like. They're singing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good if we have a variety of people on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With their input on it, what they think, what it means, or how they might help. You might not receive it from me, but because I'm the one y'all don't receive it from.
Yeah. I'm on here. I want to hear. If Nettie said, I'm listening to Nettie. I don't want to hear Reverend Brown. Reverend Brown, appreciate it. I don't care, man. I don't want to hear what he got to say, man. What you say, Nettie? I want to hear Nettie saying, man. Yeah.
Well, did you understand what I'm saying, though? I got to see with my buddy. I ain't heard from him a couple of days. Oh, wait.
Who are you talking about? Give me a name.
Well, Reverend Henry.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Y'all ought to check up on Reverend Henry. Maybe something wrong with him. He could be sick.
He got sick out that shot, man.
Well, see, that everybody taking them old doggone shots. Everybody talking about you been had cancer for 200 years and they couldn't find no cure. And then you get an unknown disease and they find a cure for it in 6 months, man. Come on, man.
So what, you don't believe in the shot?
You don't know. I don't. How you gonna believe in something? When somebody, the shot do good. 2 minutes later, turning to the other shot. Them shots ain't no good. Don't take them.
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah.
I took both of them, man.
Yeah.
Had some reaction from, you know what I'm talking about?
See that? Yeah. Now, I'm gonna be honest. Everybody I know that took them said they wish they hadn't took them because they had reactions. So I mean, is it good or bad?
Well, I've been in more faces.
Reverend Brian, I've been in more faces than anybody on the phone probably. And I ain't caught nothing. I'm knocking on wood now. So,
you go,
come on, man.
I ain't been wearing no
mask or nothing. So, leave me alone, devil.
I seen that, too. I see that.
Leave me alone, devil.
You better thank God.
Now, wait a minute. You told me it might be the devil.
No, no, because I know you know God when you hear his voice. I know you hear him. I know you do.
I never thought about it was the devil. Yeah. And the Lord told me to get off my knees.
I said, well, your mother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That wasn't no devil tell you to get off your knees. That was God.
Yeah.
How did they
but I've been
thinking
everything. Yeah. Get up.
So you get it. Wait, so what is it? Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah.
Man. I believe that.
I do too.
I believe that.
Me
man.
Too.
Because then you asked that question. Did they, why you feel a little different about other people's mother and you didn't know? Because I told you. God gave you closure. He told you to get up. Remember my text?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you
don't
wrote a book on me, ain't you? You don't wrote a book on me, ain't you?
Well, you got the open book.
I must be your steady guy. You know everything about me. Everything I done did or said, you probably got it stored away, man.
Well, it's a good testimony, man. You know,
I keep
nuggets, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm the same way.
I keep them nuggets, man. I'm a thirst for knowledge, man. You know, especially
I
like
think,
that.
I don't know if y'all want me to get on that bandwagon to come in there, because I knocked down a whole lot of them old fake dudes when I come in there.
Well, what the deal is, that's why you said this here. Now, what you said a while ago about me, you felt some strength came through. You know there had to be God, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I said that.
When you say I, you put more you in it, right? You know from a side of that, I told you, you got a strong voice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And if you use that voice in kingdom building, man, you know how many people God would use you in? You'd be surprised. But that's what people told you that. Remember that time y'all started having shows and you brought Marcus Bird on and somebody else on? And people say, I didn't know the people, you know, what tripped me out because people say, I didn't know they had God in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to be guilty of not having God.
Yes, sir.
You know, never. And not having,
never.
You said it a while ago, if he lead me to myself. I think that's what you said, right? If he lead me to myself, man, we couldn't make it, man. None of us couldn't make it. I'm going to say this in passing, though. He'll turn you over, brother. He'll leave you to yourself, man. You don't want that. I'm going to tell you. And whoever told you about what I said about them, I'm going to use another word. Can I use it anyway?
Go ahead.
Viagra.
Yeah.
And when I heard you that day after that strong ministry that day, I said, golly, dog. I understand that.
As of right now, I still don't see nothing wrong with that.
I said, I see the advertising, man. I do. It's people got problems. I understand that. I'm an adult. I know what you're saying. You know what I'm talking about? But I think everything should be. I think that's a confidential thing. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it's not.
You know,
no, it's not. They can do it on commercials on TV.
They don't make it right, though.
Well,
make it right.
We live in a society where the majority of the room.
Well, I tell you know what, man, I'd rather be on the minority on that one. you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
Okay,
man,
it's a medicine. What's wrong with advertising a medicine? What's wrong with advertising a medicine?
Listen to me. I understand the method. You know what I'm talking about? It just caught me off guard, man. I'm just old, you know, I got these virgin ears, and you open up to something like that. I said, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? But I do know
well,
what
it's floated. It floated right on through. I didn't think nothing of it. Didn't think it was bad. I really thought I was doing a good service for the community. And from the response I was getting, and then they thought so too. But like I said, it is
I
a confidential thing about who get it and everything. But
yeah, I still
you're surprised on the people. Like you said, if you were a preacher and you go into confession, you'd be surprised who might come into confession. Oh, I didn't know he was coming to confession like that. I was surprised how many people
called me about that. Well, see, when you do things in the ministry, now real preachers, it's not going to take, that's what I'm going to say now. When I say a real preacher now, a real preacher is not going to take your stuff that you told him and bring it across the pool of him.
I know.
Because
you know me with my jokes here. I go out there and tell on some of the people, but some of the people I was telling on didn't tell. And you'd be surprised with some of the people that I didn't tell on. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know.
And like you said, they even had, well, you know, Trigger Lee, you know, she came out and said it, but they had women asking about it too. You got anything for the women?
Yeah, I know.
I'll
tell you,
so
it's normally, brother,
if you really want to know me, anything I bring up normally. It's somebody that bothered me. Because, see, I don't bring my own problems up. Unless it's somebody got the same problems I got, and then I bring it out. Otherwise, you never know my problems.
No, I'm not disputing that, brother. I'm not lying. I'm not disputing that. You're on point with that. I'm just telling you, help me, Holy Spirit, that you have a strong voice. I might be dead and gone for you and me. You know, you got a strong voice, man. Why not use it for Jesus?
Well, who say I'm not? You just think I'm not. Jesus might think
I'm
used
to it. I guess you're not understanding me. You don't turn God on and turn him off, man. You don't turn God on and turn him off.
I disagree with that, too.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's what I'm trying to say. I think you can. As long as you know God know your heart. Hold up, brother. Hold up, Reverend Ray. Yes. You told me God know your heart. So if God know my heart, don't care what I do, he know my heart. My heart is in the God, in the Lord. My heart is with the Lord. My heart is in God. My heart is. Don't care what my actions are.
I believe that because he said about David. David was a man after my own heart. I believe that. I'm not saying that, boy. I'm saying,
yeah.
I guess I'm talking about a calling there. That's what I'm doing. I'm talking about a calling.
See,
if
somebody can get on this show, if they heard us and heard it, I think Brother Dog and Eric over there are getting controversial. If they get on this show, they're going to sit back and listen, and I'm going to get that phone call, and I'm going to get another side of this here story. I'm going to get another talking about what we've been talking about all the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, though. That, you know, my thing is, one thing I'm learning, man, you don't have to defend the truth, man. You don't.
Really?
You don't have to defend the truth. The truth is what it is, man. I always go scripture and then try to bag it up with the understanding. You know, come on. Because that's what I've been taught, man, that you got to teach the people. The word of God.
So that you over there washing them dishes with all that noise?
That may be me. Hold on.
That's nothing.
Okay. You know me. Hey, Reverend Brown, I done noticed. You like me about that noise.
Yeah, man. Nothing no better than that. I told him, man, he got to put the gas in the right, put the alpha and the regular in the same thing. Y'all know about that alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember
they don't call it F, they call it either.
I know.
No, F.
Back in the day, what they call it? F back in the day, didn't
they? Huh? F, yeah. That was the premium gas back in the day, F.
Yeah.
Give me 50 cents more for F. Give me 50 cents more for F. 50 cents more for F right now, the pump wouldn't come on.
Yeah, you just want to put $10 in the $10 gas back in the 70s, well, you gonna fill that sucker up.
you couldn't put $10 up in there.
No.
You couldn't put $10. It wouldn't hold $10.
No.
I ain't never seen so many people put. Give me $2 worth of Elsa. Man, coming in there and said $10. You look at him like, hey, he must not be from around here.
What's your gas?
The lowest I seen was a 265, and it's been the highest of 299. And diesel fuel is lower than gas now. Okay.
Yeah, that's about the same. That brother Nutty over there, man. Yeah. Over there, he'll just bring that gas around, raise the price.
Nah, I'm on mute. He ain't gonna put that on me this time. I was on mute. Gas 259. Keep it with them 29. These are 309.
Where you at, Nutty?
Meridian.
Mississippi. When I go to Holly Springs, the lowest I saw at Holly Springs, the lowest, and I'd be on that search app for gas, and it was 263 in Holly Springs.
Yeah, it's just certain little stores that got it like that. Most of them around averaging like 270.
Hey, guess what, though? Now, Reverend Eric, and then we can get off the subject now, but how in the heck do the Exxon and the Shell stuff is cheaper than the no-brand gas now? What kind of joke is that, man? That just goes to show you, man.
That's a bad line conversation, dog.
I'll
put it away. Because the way they got it, the independents, they it's hard for them to get it, so they jack the price up on the independent, and they keep it for them. They keep their own for their own branding, like the Shell and Exxon. We got customers right now that can't get product because they're not a branded Chevron or Texaco, and if they get it, the price is 20 cents higher. Premium last week for a customer was 50, and because they're trying to save it. They don't want to give it away, so if I'm going to give it to you, you're going to pay for it. That's the mentality they got.
And it's 5 to 7, sometimes 12 cents cheaper than the mom and pop stores. I'm saying, wait a minute now.
When the little thing went on last week or so, all the people who could get gas were the people that was branding the Exxon, the Chevron. The mom and pop, they had to suffer. They had to suffer through it. And when they started turning it on, they went up on the price. So if you were paying $3 last week, you may be paying $3.20 for it. So I got to raise the price up on the pump and add an extra 5 cents for cost of hauling it and electricity and all that. So you might be 25, 30 cents higher.
Wow.
It's economy, politics.
That's what it is, politics.
Brother Brian, you must not be working today.
No, I'm at home. Yeah, I'm at home.
Yeah. You enjoy one of these long old sessions, huh?
Say, sir, what you say?
You was about to cut it off in 43 minutes. I said, nope, he ain't going nowhere right now. I'm finna get in early. Because if he had got off being, he'd have had a bad day because he was a little disappointed that he didn't have his fellow brothers on there helping him out today. I could hear it in his voice, Nettie. I studied people, Nettie. He was totally disappointed.
That's 2 days in a row, man. That's 2 days and Friday and Monday. I said, what's wrong, man? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All of a sudden, they're taking a day off now. Let me call up the Lord and tell him to take a day off.
I know things come up.
You know what I'm talking about? You got to hold that where it is. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody got to be there to hold the ship.
Sir. I'm not letting you get away with that one. Things come up in my life every day on them shows, but if that's an obligation I made, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do my obligation because it's supposed to be just like paying a bill. That's supposed to already been in your plan.
Now, watch this.
You ain't got no excuse. I don't want to hear about it. I had to go to store because I ran out of milk. I don't want to hear it. I don't want no excuse.
Watch this, Brother Willie. Watch this though, Brother Willie. I couldn't even hardly speak. You know what I'm talking about? I couldn't hardly speak Friday. You know what I'm talking about? It messed me up, my thoughts and everything. You know what I'm talking about? But I knew there's some dedicated people come on. There's a lot of people come on, brother. Be dedicated, man. So I got to, you know what I'm talking about? I got to go. You got to tell me. I feel like I'm feeling the people.
These blog talk shows and stuff is a job. It ain't something you just jump up and do.
Yes.
It's a job.
We took on something.
You got a race car. Nettie got a race car. He got to start getting ready for the racetrack Tuesday or Monday.
Yes,
you can't just come up there and show up in the racetrack. Nettie, you just showed up here. No. Nettie been working on his racetrack stuff ever since the middle of the week. You just showed up and raced.
Right. You can tell too.
Right now I'm so tired I can't even unload my car and put it in the garage. Yeah, what? I ain't asking the Lord for no strength to do it yet neither, because I'm gonna leave it right out there till I get me some strength to do it.
But them guys looking forward to you being on talk of some more noise.
I'll be there to do that. People want to know. Dog, I call you. I told everybody, don't call me at a certain hour because I got some me time.
Who did Ike race, man? Ike Kernel, who he raced?
I ended up in racing nobody. Nobody.
Oh, man.
And after John Goddard beat the lawyer like he did, I ain't got no problem with him not racing. I don't blame him. I wouldn't went out there neither.
You paid the fuck out?
That's a good thing about having a two car team. See, they know they got the data from. They know what Larry can do. They know what Larry can do. And they seen what Rock did to the law. I mean, see what Goddard did to the lawyer. I ain't going to that courtroom. I'm gonna leave my briefcase at home. I'm not going to that courtroom.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, you don't like mentioning his name, but I'm going to tell you, if he went to pop, he would beat that vet.
Who, Tony Bynes?
He would beat that vet.
I'll mention the name of Tony Bynes. I just said it. If Tony Bynes was said I didn't get his stuff right, Tony Bynes got a top three cut, man. I don't mention the name when he on there with that dumb shit. But when he coming out correct, Tony Bynes is a top three car if he ever get it right.
Yeah, he had that man
strung out.
Yeah.
That man was strung out.
Hey, we're going to call Dog on the bat line and then get the 411. Eric. And, yeah. Y'all getting a little loose over him.
We ain't cussing him, man. We're just talking. Hey, let me tell you something.
They flipping.
Watch it, dog. Hey, watch this here, Nutty. Really, tell the truth, that's how this ministry started. About the race.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't,
I just didn't want to get the church wild out there.
The only somebody going to get wild would be me. And I know I might go all the way to the edge, Nutty, but, I pull myself back. I might say one or two,
let one slip while ago. That's why I said it.
Well, it technically didn't slip, but it did.
It was natural.
Yeah,
exactly. You're right. You're right.
That's dog though. It's so common to him that he don't.
Yep.
We used to it. Me and you used to it here, but some of the other people
we do. Hey man, we do got some strong listeners. They still listening, man.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? So,
yeah.
So I understand what you're saying.
They listen because they got the controversial me on here.
No, they ain't.
The word been gone. We've been talking real. The word been gone. If Brother Eric supposed to cut that thing out in 43 minutes. In 43 minutes, he was going to shut it down. He was going to shut it down. And I said to myself,
I don't want him to shut it down yet.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I'm glad you wasn't
controversial.
I'm glad you hit it.
You was out there. You was getting understanding about the word and some things. And that's another thing. We can talk about stuff that you don't know, and you get some understanding. So it may be controversial to you, but you like Eric always told me, that testimony may be helping somebody. Your question may be helping somebody.
It ain't really controversial. It's like you said, just my deliverance is so hard. My deliverance is so harsh. It ain't that it's controversial because the same stuff I ask, trust me, more of me want to know that question I be asking.
You already told me that. I'm going to ask Brother Nutter. I want you to answer this. I'm going to ask him a question. You ready, Brother Willie?
Mm-hmm.
I saw you snuck in some while ago. That you say my deliverance is too hard. That's what you said to me.
Mm-hmm. Why
did you say that? Why did you say that?
You brought it up. You said my deliverance might not be right. You brought it up.
Mm-hmm. But you brought it up.
You brought it up.
What do you say? We're gonna go back and forth. Hey, brother, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Do you believe that's a church for everybody?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Need a pastor. Yeah. I've been told a long time ago. I've been from senior pastors, like in the 90s, man. You know, been preaching 60 and 70 years, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something, man. And they told me this, and I believe what they say, that the ministry is falling off because the minister is not staying with the word. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he said the minister has to teach more Jesus, preach more Jesus than they self, and offer a prayer for the pastor, keep the pastor in prayer, so his mind don't lose, he don't drift nowhere in his message. You know, somebody, that God help him to rightly divide the word and truth, because maybe if you listen long enough, Reverend Henry said some other day, he said if you could just stay to the benediction. You know, we could just stay all the way to the benediction, you know what I'm talking about, and see the message, the whole message. That's how God delivers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm,
because it might
mm-hmm.
be a point in there he has me to say something. It's going to be hard. Then it might be a point in there he showed more grace in it. You know what I'm talking about? You hear what I said? It might be a point.
Mm-hmm,
so you got to bluntly say the wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is through Jesus Christ. He's our eternal God. He's the one that steps in between. I have to tell you, it's a sin. The wages for that sin, if you out there, it's going to cost. But through Jesus, he can help you. You know what I'm talking about? I can't sugar it down because you don't think it's supposed to be right for you. You got to tell it like it is. You know, like you did on a day. Be on your, like later on, I'm going to try to be on that day. You know what I'm talking about? I meant that, though, man. I was thinking about that. You don't have to do it no time soon. But I just need about 15 minutes. And I want to be in the heat of the moment. You know, doing all that cussing. And I want to be in the heat of the moment when you put me in there.
You sure you want that trouble?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Yes, I need that. I'll mute every mic and let you come on with it.
Yeah, yes, I do. That's what I do. Because a lot of them guys need to remember when they need the prayer. A lot of guys know that when they need God's help. And God is looking at their fellowship right now. And it needs, I don't care about being ostracized, talked about on this one here, because I love them. That's why I want to tell them, be careful how you do your love. If you really love Christ, you gotta, don't just turn Christ on to death. Don't just turn Christ on hardship. Just don't turn Christ. Can you turn Christ on up and down? You know what I'm saying? Right now, we have, I know this ain't that.
Hey, Nettie.
You
got it, Nettie. Yeah, something to Nettie, right? Nettie, now when Reverend Brian said that, I'm going to tell you what I do, because, you know, like I said, you know, I got the bowl so I can see stuff. Just like Kid. Every time the prayer come on, Kid be the first one to hang up. He hang up before he even started the prayer. The other day when he was talking about his sister, he was on there thanking everybody and was glad they was talking about it. That's kind of stuff. See, I noticed that kind of stuff.
Yeah, only one prayer is a hardship.
Yeah, when it's them, yeah. That's what Reverend Brian just said. See, that's what gets me.
Yeah.
I see all this stuff. That's why I'm so nasty at certain things. I do certain things. I see all these hypocritical people, man. And it makes me mad. It makes me mad.
I like how you held that word back. I like how you heard that word
back. I'll finish that. You're right. You know me too well. I will finish it. I'll finish it, man. I get peed off, man. I'll finish that. I get mad.
But the deal is, I want to express this. Maybe you can do it, dog. I want to express compassion. We don't never say you can't come.
No, I ain't going to do it. Because they're gonna look at it just like maybe some of y'all look at it. Oh, dog, just do it now because he. Because, you know, I changed. I was afraid to come from somebody.
But you done it, though. You done it. How is somebody going to post something on Facebook and never come on? I remember you saying that. God is good and Jesus did that. They won't come on to them. It might be some of the guys. It might be some of the guys they don't want to hear it from. From what I'm telling you, if they walk away from the word of God, they say they love God, they are walking away from God. Not Brother B, not Sister Marion, not Brother Tim, not Sister Van. They are walking away from God. Oh, yes, I know right about it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So that's what I want to do, man. I'm religion, I'm going to say. That's what I want to do. I want to be right in the heat of the moment. They might cuss me out. You know, they might act ignorant on that. But
no, ain't nobody going to curse you out. If you come on there, I'm going to mute all the mics and let you do what you want to do. And if you want me to open back up for them to say something to you, I will.
And the expression of that is because that's the ministry. You have a platform where the harvest plenty. You have a platform that God needs to speak to people in times of need. In times when it's not in need. What I mean by that, Reverend, I mean, I keep calling you Reverend, but what I mean by that, Brother Willie, what I'm trying to say is that people, I know it's on your platform, that you present to them people, only come to God when it's tragedy. I see it dropping quick, man. I see it dropping quick. I hear some things. I said, wow, man. You know, but because they hurt, you know what I'm talking about? Because they're going through. Man, don't you know we're hurting God? We hurt God. God look at us. Yeah. He looked at us. He said, I just helped him. I gave him strength. But God know everything. He knows he helped you. You're going to walk away from him. Oh, yes, I know I'm right about it. He know it, man. But I'm saying it might not. I heard somebody say, "Well, you can't have no chicken heart, or you can't be soft and all that." Man, I left that stuff a long ways ago, man. I was in the line yesterday, right, getting some tags for my car, right, and the dude jumped in front of me, and the other dude.
Hold on, I think you were doing that yesterday. On Saturday, yesterday was Sunday. You weren't in line Sunday, was?
Yes, I was. I would see over here, Kroger's, you can do it. You know what I'm talking about?
I was off.
You know what I'm talking about? You go to Kroger's, I got inspected, and then I went to Kroger's and got the tags. In Texas, you can get this. I don't know down that way. Can y'all go to Kroger's?
No, we don't even do no inspection.
Hey, dog, they do a lot of things in Texas that we don't do over this way,
right.
Georgia and Alabama.
I got you. He straightened it up.
And what happened was, Brother Willie, it was a Hispanic guy, right? And another Hispanic guy right behind me. And he said, "Man, you can't cut in front of him." And they were talking Spanish back and forth. And they going, "Hey, I'll do something to you, old blue." He was going in, right? And I said one word, man. He said, "Man, don't let that man step over you like that." I just said one word. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know that wasn't my battle. You know what I'm talking about? If he think he that bold to walk in front of me and jump in the line, you got probably about 5 or 6 people behind me. Man, I'm not going to fight that. You know what that man did?
What
I was going to, though. Huh? Waited out there.
What
that man get out there? Waited on when he got out there. Stoza. Yeah. I said, "Let me get out of here, man." Get out of here, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say this here. The humility that we got to take on. Now, maybe, maybe about 30 years ago, it probably went off a little different. You know what I'm talking about? But my thing, the look at how much people take their life for granted. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know how quick. And that guy stood up for me, man. He didn't have to do that, man. He said, "You can't do him like that." Here I am, 6'1", 245 pounds. And this guy like 5'7", 165 pounds. I know what my heart is, you know what I'm talking about? I know what my mind is, you know what I'm talking about? And I start thinking about, man, that was far from my mind wanting to do anything to this young man, man. But he was an older guy, though. And they were going at it, Brother Willie. I said, "Man, they're going to have the police all around this thing, man. Let me get out of here, man. I'm going to be from church, and they see me over here in my suit. What the hell doing over there?"
Oh, man.
Man, in the middle of the fight, for. There you go. You know how I'm going to go there wrestling, man. You're going to tag me in. No. Because he's trying to wind me up, you know. Tell me the hell of him. I said, "No, man, I ain't worried about that, man. If he feel like he right with that, let him have it." You know, he went outside. "I'm going to wait on you. You better not come out the store." I said, "Lord Jesus."
And he was waiting on him.
Yeah, he did. He went partner in the front. I said, "This dude going to penalty. He going to jail, man, behind his own food, man." You know? Some people like that, man. You know what I'm talking about? They got that. They don't care. He said, "He messed with the wrong person this time." I said, "He didn't mess with you, brother. He messed with me. I'm behind you."
So, hey, don't y'all hang up. If y'all hang up, though, I got to get this other call. I got to click over.
Are you good? You good? We might be almost. They're going to drop us all the way now. What are they doing? What you got going on, brother?
Brother, we got 40 seconds to show for the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. We thank God for the fellowship, and if it be God's will, we already prayed, Brother Nutty. If it be God's will, man, for us to go later on over there when they give us that appetizer. I don't know how my voice sounding right now, but I want to tell y'all, thank you for your prayer. Thank you for lifting me up, man, and thinking I do this because I love it. I'm not doing it for no shape or form. And I thank God for the ones who are faithful coming out and listening. I really believe God going to bless you in this day. Just keep doing with that. Keep your, try to get your day started right with the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Help you down them highways and byways. Like Brother Willie, God helped him. Brought him in, Brother Nutty. You know what I'm talking about? He helped soul another 2 hours. But I'll tell you this here. If God be for us, who could be, it'd be more than the world against us. So thank him for the ones who went on and fought for us. I ain't gonna never forget my grandfather. He told me all them stories, man. He fought in World War II, man. And he did some things. He said, man, the things they seen, man, all the death. And they came back and trying to be in a living in a society like nothing that go on. You know what I'm talking about? Some guys go through a lot. He the ones that fallen, you know, and died, you know. So pray for the families, man, that you keep lifting them up. I pray for the ones and maybe just walking the street. Just, you know, we'll say they kind of need a little help. And we know who can help them, and that is God. We thank everybody for coming out. We thank God for the blessing show. You know, don't we thank Him for the Holy Spirit. And by the way, I wanted to tell you something about these blog talk. I noticed somebody on blog talk, they go longer than you think they do.
No, they go to his own accord. They go longer than you. Whoever called in, as long as you don't hang up, it'll go. But it's going to be recorded. It's going to be recording, though.
I see him hope.
Yeah, I done hung up.
I see him hang up.
He said, I done hung up, but I'm still on.
Yeah, I know.
No, the show will hang up, but it'll go long as whoever called the show and booked the show, they'll call in, it'll stay on. As long as they, until they hang up, whoever owns it, they might go and can stay on there as long as it's
But I see that thing hang up then, too, brother. I tried it. It did, I think it went
another
hour.
I'm telling you, it hangs up. The show hangs up for the recording, but you can stay on it. If you had, how many people you had on there, they still on there until you hang up. Whoever called the show, and punch in the pin number, that until they hang up, the show will stay on. But it won't be recorded.
You lose the board, too, though.
You lose the board, yeah,
Hey, watch this, brother. Yeah, I don't want to do anybody else come on with it, brother. Nobody else come on with it, brother. Nobody else. I'm by myself, man.
I wanted to tell you that day when you talk about, oh, we blessed. We've been going longer. The show still on. I ain't want to bust your bubble to tell you though that, you know. That was the devil devil that you stayed on there.
<You stupid>. I tell you what, we have a good time though. So what's the topic tonight, man? You got a topic tonight?
You never listen to Willie Dog. I never have a topic. I never practice my show, so I can't have a topic, sir.
Okay. I thought you
never
practiced
my
Mark Sanford, and you want to talk about why he or she did what he did.
Oh, I got the battle for it. They look forward to the battle for it. If I don't do the battle for it, they castrate me, man.
They can.
They be looking forward for that. See, what they do is they be at me. They be just want to find a fault in me or something to down me up. That's all they do. I ain't got no friends. They be trying to find something to get me on. That would that be? You think I don't know that? They be want anything they can do to discredit Willie Dawg. Somebody must be filling me up. Think I got power I ain't got. So they be trying to tear me down all the time. It be me they be at, but they don't get up early enough to get me.
Well, what the deal is the battle ain't yours. It's the Lord, you know. You know, the things you try to do for the community, the race community. It's
that's
a little
all
different from God's perspective.
You
bring
stuff,
the action.
Stuff going,
you bring the action. I saw you down there in Hollow Springs, you know, walking through there. How did they go down there?
Man, it was so full down there. You ever been to a place that was so full you was ready to go because it was too packed? Man, it was too full down there.
Oh,
I went down there and whooped squirrel, and they talking about the tree messed up. It took me 35 minutes to get back to my trailer, and then they talking about, well, y'all going to rerun it? I said, man, by the time I do this and do this and man, inside it, I said, no, sir. It was so full.
It was worse in Florida.
Two times worse in Florida, nutty. Yes. Two times worse than Florida.
Wow.
But I know we'll be counting money next week. He'll be counting money next week on that one. It was that packed.
Yeah,
I left there at 11:30 daytime down there, which is 12:30 my time. I left at 11:30, Reverend Eric and Nutty. I was going out the gate at 11:30. They had a line going out the gate and a line back to the road still trying to get in the gate.
Wow.
I'm saying to myself, what are these people coming to see? It was 11:30 at night, daytime. Hold up. It was cold. The dew was falling. They had a line going out and a line to the road coming in still at 11:30.
That's how it always up that way. When Aberdeen was working, just south of Tupelo, people didn't start showing up till 10, 11 o'clock at night, but they raised up at 3 or 4 o'clock
in
the morning.
They had a steady stream coming in that thing all night. They had it 3 and 4, 5 deep on the fence now. You know how, man, it was so packed in there. It was so packed, I got frustrated. That's why I used to didn't like to go to dump races on there. I can't stand too many people. It was too packed. And when I said two packs, I mean I'm talking about the stands was full, the sides was full, both fences were full. You know, they got it was packed. It wasn't nowhere to park.
Mm.
They didn't have nowhere to park it. It was so full.
Mm.
Yeah.
They didn't bring the farm marshal to do that, didn't they? Bring the farm marshal.
Man, not if you got the right people in your pocket. They don't farm marshal coming through there.
Watch this here.
What's up with Tate, man? Did it turn up real bad?
Tate taking it pretty good though. The next day he was already out there partying like he ain't nothing else, man.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is it is what it is. If he hasn't had that many accidents and he don't see the writing on the wall, he never will.
Okay.
With the same car. Somebody trying to tell him
something. Did it elevate in the back?
I don't know what happened. Reverend Eric, I can't say what happened. Don't know. All I know is they went over the whole car, took it to David Reese, and David Reese the best in the world right now, as far as I know. And it's still wrecked it. So I don't know what's wrong with that car.
Wow.
I got the zookeeper with his Jay Barnes car. I done had it a week and a half. And I didn't went out there going straight as the arrow, straight from Dave Reese out straight to the track, straight as the arrow, and got in 3 or 4 races already. And I ain't had it for 2 weeks, week and a half. And ready to get on somebody's butt right now.
Uh-oh.
Team B, down in Texas. I'm looking for him. I got a flashlight.
Oh, Lord. Can you see the daylight?
TV, I ain't got no friend. That old big ugly Tomar looking car that Reverend Henry got, I go to him too.
you just won't talk now.
I ain't messing with Nutty, cause Nutty ain't sending to me. I ain't sending to Nutty, so I ain't gonna mess with Nutty. But I
ain't said nothing to you either. You just won't.
No, but I want you though.
Okay. All right, be careful.
You ain't on my bucket list, but I still want you, though.
I see how you double beam and all that. I check you out. That's looking at it.
Oh, yeah. I messed him up. That's like double bull.
I see how you throw
them
in there.
I'll look at it. Everybody think Tony Vine is in it, though. He just got famous with it. I didn't want to invent it, but I did it because of him. Tony Vine written it 7 times in a row when he go there and light one bulb and hit the prayer and bring it and roll right on through the lights, man. I said, Tony, why don't you just go up there and turn both bulbs on and hit the prayer break to make sure it holds. If it ain't holding, you know, you can foot break or whatever. So that's what I used to start doing because, you know, back in the day, we didn't have no good transmissions and all that stuff. So I go up there and put them two bulbs on and hit my prayer break and stop right there to make sure with my prayer break, I'm going to hold right here. I ain't going to take a chance on rolling through the lights. So that's where that double bull come from.
Okay.
That's where that comes from. Tony got famous with it because his stuff was raggedy than mine.
So you gonna give me the back tie and the 1-1? What they say?
Back tie and the 1-1. That don't sound. The back tie is one thing. The 1-1 is another thing. Which one you want, brother?
Listen to me now. Watch this here. I want to stage the back tie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to cheat that one. I want to cheat that car. So I want the 1-1.
Well, you just see, they just goes to show you, you're a rookie. You mess yourself up like that. When you say you want to keep it, that means if I give you...
Slow down, Red.
When you just said, I'm going to show you that you're a rookie. You said, I want to stage my back tie and keep it. When you say, and keep it, that means if I give you the back tie and we go down through there, if I'm on your back tie, you didn't keep it, you lose.
Yeah, I'm good.
So you didn't say it the right way. Just said you want the 1-1. That means you stage your back tie, and I got to clear you on
okay,
the
then,
it said 1-1.
Right, I'll give you the 1-1.
Guess what? I don't want it. I'll run you head up.
Okay, all
right. I don't want it. I'll run you. See, you almost, but you got to stop talking to me because I'm going to slip short of the end. Leave me alone, brother. Leave me alone. Leave me alone right now. Right now, leave me alone with that. Because when I got on, Preston, nobody talk to me about raising. I don't care who they hear that. They're going to get a dope over. They're going to get a dope over now.
I know you go.
That's one thing that'll flip my switch in a minute now. But no, it's all good, though. I like this. This here helped me with my patience, which that's what my only problem is. It ain't the problem that I cuss all the time. It's my patience. See, if I had the patience, I wouldn't cuss like that. See, if I had the patience,
okay.
Just say, hey, think before I speak, then I wouldn't be cussing. But I ain't got
the
patience. When I go to the Lord now, I ask the Lord for patience now. I ask the Lord to give me patience.
Okay.
I don't ask the Lord to speak from now on for me to stop cussing. I say, Lord, give me patience.
One thing it is, because you're on the fence who you're talking to. When you don't feel like you're on the fence who you're talking to, you won't have to come that way. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, no, I'm always allowed
to.
Somebody
come to you, and they come to you cordial, and you just cuss them smooth out.
I do that when it's race talk now. When it's race talk, I do that. I was just finna get you. I was just gonna get you. I don't care how cordial you come to me. I'm coming at you like a gorilla. I don't care how cordial you is. I'm coming dead at you. And this is what I did, and I be praying to God about the patience of really. You know, you be ready to go racing me. When I get ready to go racing, I don't want nobody saying nothing to me or whatever. Every time I get ready to go racing, here comes somebody. I'm buckled up in the water box, and a joker will come down to my throat and ask me, dog, what you been to do? You been to race? I'm in the water box. Buckle up. And you're going to come ask me that dumb question. Are you been to race?
When I be around my car
and everything, people want to come over there and talk and all that. And I be a little sharp with them because I don't want nobody messing when I'm getting ready to race. So I ask the Lord to give me patience not to do that. But it's hard for me. It's hard right now because every time it happens, every time. No. That's your car you been in the rain? No, man. I just brought it to the track. Come on, man. They come up with some of the dumbest questions, man. But then I said to myself, they just regular fans and maybe they admire me or something like that. So, Lord, give me the patience not to cuss them out.
So you're going to let Flop make it too, huh?
Well, Flop my man now. No, I'm going to get Flop now. No, Flop. I ain't getting Flop right before the race. Yeah, Flop was my boy yesterday. Every time I come, Flop my boy.
Yeah.
He got some. Yeah. He messed up his head, but that's my boy though. I ain't got no beef with Flop. I used to have a beef. But I ain't got no beef with nothing. Yeah, he had his wife. Him and his wife was at the track yesterday. They was like, I ain't got no beef with nothing no more. I didn't really have a beef with nothing, but I did want to whoop his butt because nothing had a big mouth too.
Uh oh.
Another pretty mouth too, now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He must have hung up, man. He must have. He
ain't
going.
No, I ain't hung up.
He ain't going nowhere.
I'm left.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Nutter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he can't hear, man. Offer, you ain't.
So he on mute. You be on mute. He ought to come off mute. He ought to come off mute.
Yeah, I'm a
no, Reed, I like Nutty. When I was down there, I was watching Nutty